private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MoneyPit.
Living a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, living a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist, or whatever ails you when it comes to fixing up your house, your home, your condo, heck, your trailer or your yurt. Those all count. It's what you call home. It's what we're here to help you take care of. Do it once, do it right, and don't have to do it again, and save a lot of money in the process. Help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT with those home improvement and decor questions, or post your question to the Money Pit website at moneypit.com. Coming up this hour, if you're a renter and not all that happy about your kitchen, well, you might think there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Not so. We're going to share 5 spruce-ups for that space that can be done without wrecking your security deposit.
And also ahead, filters for your heating and cooling system can help remove dust and make it a bit easier to breathe. But with so many to choose from, which type really does the best job? We're going to help you sort out what it takes to breathe easy, especially during the upcoming spring allergy season.
Achoo, achoo.
Seriously.
Really almost here. And power outages can strike without warning, especially with the present winter winds and spring storms that are coming. We're going to have a plan for you to power through when your power is down.
And no matter what, when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun worth $49.
Going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. Pick up the phone, call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Mississippi, where Carl is taking on a decking project. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm telling you, I've had this problem with a deck for some years where I would replace the board and stain it and cover it up, seal it up good, and yet I seem to have boards that still kind of rot on me. So I've toyed with the idea of using a material that I see advertised called a Trex board or something similar to that.
Yep.
How much maintenance do I have to pay for that?
Yeah, Trex decking is great. It's a composite, which means it's made out of plastics and other materials. It's super durable. It's not going to rot or twist or warp like an organic material would, like regular wood. It requires really little maintenance. I mean, you do have to clean it every so often just because it does get yucky from the elements outside. It does get hot in the sun, so keep that in mind. And there's a variety of price points. Now, the lower end of the price point, I think, is like a solid single color, and I think there's only 2 color options. I remember like a gray and a brown. One side has like a smoother texture. The other side has more of a heavy wood grain look to it. And then, of course, the higher price point ends, you know, look like a variety of wood types and are really beautiful. Tom and I both actually have it. I have mine in a screened-in porch and the steps leading out to the yard, and it's been fantastic. I mean, it looks great. It lasts a long time. I mean, I've really had to do nothing to it, and I think the 12 years, something like that, that I've had it.
How difficult is the installation?
It's not terribly difficult. There are special screws that are designed to use with composite that are, they sort of have like a drill bit sort of body to them so that they sort of cut their way in. Otherwise, you get like a mushroom that comes up when you drill into it in terms of the plastic. But they're pretty easy, and they're also, and it's not just Trex. There are many types of composite decking out there. Some of them have hidden fastening systems so you don't even see the fasteners. So if you just look into this whole category of composite decking, I think you'll find a solution there. With most decks, you can remove the decking board itself. You keep the structure, so you keep the framing that supports the floor. I would probably replace the railing, too, so that everything you see is going to be composite now. I call that sort of a deck-over project. As Leslie mentioned, there is a little bit of maintenance, especially if you're in an area like Mississippi where it gets warm and moist. You may have some algae that grows on it, but you can clean that. But again, it will do so without causing any structural damage to that board whatsoever.
And it'll still hold the weight like anything, like a 2x6.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Sounds like a great product. I'll go get some and get to work.
All right, Carl. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Cecily and I was on the line with a wallpaper conundrum. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have a probably 24-year-old townhome that I think the paper has been on the wall since for that long.
It was popular back then.
Yeah, back then. I'm just wondering, person I had in here tried to, where the wallpaper butts up against the ceiling, it looks like a bad job, and there's some marks, and he thought he could wipe it down, and everywhere he wiped it down, there's like a watermark all along where he looks like icicles, uneven line of watermark. And I don't know if it can, I've been told you can paint over it. I mean, we have vaulted ceilings. It's a lot of paper. And I don't know how you would, if what they took it off, there's actually some posts papered with it, and I don't know what's underneath.
I think the answer is you can remove it. It's a lot of work, like any type of wallpaper.
Right.
If you want to paint over it, it's going to look like the wallpaper
textured
underneath.
Paint.
It's going to look textured underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do like a really inexpensive short-term fix, you could paint over it. I would recommend that you use a very thick roller on that, because otherwise it's going to be very hard to get the paint in where it has to go. And maybe you might even need to use a slitted roller, the kind of roller that we use on textured ceilings, mm-hmm. where it has actually sort of slots in it, because it really gets in and around and thick and will sort of fill out that whole surface with paint.
Mm-hmm. Is it terribly difficult to remove?
It depends on how long it's been there, what the prep process was to the wall below the paper. I mean, all of those can add up to an easy job or a tremendously difficult job, and it's one of those things that you don't know until you try. And, you know, there are ways to do it. Now, with a textured wall covering like this, whether it's grass cloth or the string cloth, you can try to use, you know, a store-bought wallpaper remover. You can use a steamer. You can do homemade concoctions. One is white vinegar and hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Another is fabric softener and hot water. Both situations, you super saturate the walls and just sort of let it sit there
mm-hmm.
for a few minutes. I've even heard of clothing starch with hot water and making a paste onto the wallpaper. And I've used the fabric softener, and that does work. That
mm-hmm.
was a traditional vinyl, which I had to score first. But I've also heard with grass cloth that you can take a paint scraper and scrape the actual string cloth or the grass cloth off of the backing. So that might make it easier to remove. Either way, it's going to be a lot of work, and you never know what's behind it. You could get everything off, and the wall could be so textured and dinged up that you end up having to put a layer of drywall over it anyway.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That's very helpful, and I'm glad I called.
Terrific. Cecily, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Hey, just ahead, if you are a renter and you hate your kitchen, well, you might think you have no options for updates. Not true. We're going to share a few that can be done quickly and easily and will not mess with your security deposit. That's all coming up after this. Casita by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Casita's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Casita by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Casita by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Casita at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And from bathrooms to basements and gardening to garages, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. Help yourself first. Pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, we've got up for grabs this hour a really fantastic product. We use it a lot, both Tom and I. We love it. It is the best glue gun out there. It's the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and it's up for grabs this hour. And it was actually named the best glue gun by Popular Mechanics, so we're giving one away to a lucky DIYer.
Yep, this high-temp glue gun is heavy-duty, it's durable, it's great for DIYers and pros. It heats up really fast, and I use this a lot over the holiday because we had two new dogs in our house that love to take the ornaments off the tree and then proceed to, like, you know, chew pieces of them, and resulting in me having to do a lot of hot gluing to put them all back together. One thing I noticed is it's got a drip-resistant nozzle, which is cool, because typically I'm a sloppy glue gun user, and it gets all over the place and usually end up, like, what, gluing your fingers together at the same time?
Well, it hurts, too.
It does hurt, and it's really designed well, so it fits nicely in your hand. So it's pretty much good for school and craft projects as well as home repairs or carpentry. We're going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those that reach us for today's show. A couple of ways to do just that. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions right now to moneypit.com.
Heading to Pennsylvania, where Dave's got a question about keeping his brick house nice and warm. What's going on?
Well, I'm remodeling it, and it's a balloon frame construction, which means that, you know, there's no board to stop the fire. If it goes up, the fire blocks, and I have lath and plaster.
I feel like we have the same house, Dave.
Well, they're nice houses.
Yes, yeah, and well built, too. So you're trying to figure out how you can fill that cavity without sort of destroying the wall or the brick on either side, correct?
Or creating a mold problem.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. So in this case, first of all, let's talk about insulation priorities. I know that we all want to run to those exterior walls to insulate them first. But the most important place in any home to insulate is that uppermost ceiling right underneath the attic. And in most places in this country, most homes in this country, there's not enough. So if you're in Pennsylvania, you really need to have 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass or the equivalent in that space. That is the single most effective way to increase comfort and reduce heating and cooling bills. Once that's done, then we can talk about the walls. The walls are much harder to insulate, as you've described, because you don't want to destroy the plaster on one side and you have brick on the other. So the only way to do this is with blown-in insulation. And the blown-in insulation you're going to want to use is cellulose. Now, it's really a job that has to be done professionally because, first of all, they have to identify where those cavities are, which you can do with an infrared camera. And they need to make sure that every cavity is completely filled. And when the cellulose is blown in, it has to go in under a certain amount of pressure because there's a little bit of settlement that happens. And so that's why it's a little bit of a, it takes a fair amount of sort of insulation craftsmanship to get this right. But that's the step that you would need to follow to make sure you get the insulation in those spaces. Once it's done, you'll be able to see before and afters with the infrared camera to make sure that you've gotten all of those cavities filled. Now, if you can't get to that because of expense or time or hassle, you will have small circular holes about 2 inches in diameter to be patching at every open space, every open bay, I should say, on the inside. The other part of this that you might want to do is to make sure that the box beam from the basement or crawl space, that outermost lower section of the wood floor beam on the exterior wall, is also heavily insulated, because that will stop a lot of air that will try to kind of come up under the brick, so to speak, and work its way in there. But that's really what you have to do when you have a brick house. You really want to concentrate on that attic insulation first. The box beam is an easy thing to check off the mark, as is the attic insulation, and then you deal with the walls, and that's how you would deal with them. That's really the best way to do it.
Okay. Hey, do they have a product like vermiculite that you can still put in the walls?
The blown-in cellulose is really the upgraded version of that. You don't want to use vermiculite because vermiculite, you know the reason it's not used too much anymore? It contains asbestos. So not such a good idea to use that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dave, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Appreciate it.
Well, if you're a renter and you're not happy with your kitchen, you might think that you're pretty much stuck with it. Well, you're not. Here are a few simple but impactful projects that you can do to refresh the space without busting your budget or putting your security deposits at risk. Now, this is a great idea, and I actually love to use this in a lot of places around the house. You can use an adhesive backsplash, maybe like a peel-and-stick tile or a peel-and-stick vinyl wall covering, something like that that's water-resistant, really easy to put up, but best of all, removable. You want something that's repositionable, removable, temporary, super duper duper awesome. You can actually also attach a plywood sort of as a temporary backsplash that you've put tile onto and tile onto that and sort of make it as pieces that come on and off. That's a great way to add a special look that you like that's also not permanent. That's the key thing. Now, vinyl floor remnants, that's another option. You can lay it out like a rug. They're heavy duty. They're durable. You can cut them to fit a space, which really makes them a great temporary solution for a small space like a kitchen. Other things you can do is you can change out a light fixture, save the light fixture, put the other one back when you leave so you can have something more personal. I mean, there's lots of stuff you can do. You can add lighting under cabinets. You can remove window treatments if they're there, if you want more light, or add your own window treatments. Lots of different things because you can always fill a screw hole on your way out.
And sometimes less is more, especially when you take the doors off cabinets. If you do that, you know, you can have sort of this open shelf look and kind of help warm up the space, especially if it's a wood cabinet. And having all your stuff in plain sight also forces you to be organized. Stay neat, stay tidy.
Yeah, true.
Hey, if you got questions about projects just like that, you'll find answers on the Money Pit website at moneypit.com.
Renee in Texas is on the line with a question about cleaning a water heater. Welcome, Renee.
I got a stinking water heater. I left to go down to my daughter's house for about 4 months. I turned my water heater off because they thought I'd be there through the winter, and they didn't want it to freeze. They drained it. And when I come back to the house and fill it back up, the water stinks.
So they have a sulfur-like smell? They smell like rotten eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on is that you need a new anode rod. If you look at the top of the water heater, between where the two pipes are, you'll see what looks like kind of a hex nut, like a big bolt. And right below that is an anode rod. It's called a sacrificial anode. And it goes down into your water heater, and the water reacts with it, and it takes that odor away, among other things. And so if you have a strong odor, that's what you have to replace. It's not for the faint of heart. It can be difficult to get that anode rod out, even for an experienced plumber. So you're going to have to decide whether you want to go through the trouble of replacing the anode rod or you just want to replace the water heater. All right, and that'll do it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ron in New Jersey's on the line with a fireplace question. What's going on?
I live in a condo or townhouse that's about 25 years old, and it has one of those fireplaces that's the metal type they just set in there, and they build the studs around it, sheetrock, and it's gas logs. Well, it doesn't really work too well, and a couple years ago when we had no electricity, I tried to use it for heating, but it really didn't blow any heat in. It just pretty much went up the chimney. I'm thinking about replacing it, but I'm not sure. I have really no idea if there's one type better than the other that would also serve as a emergency heating system in the house.
So the reason you're not getting enough heat out of it is because it's a gas fireplace, and they rarely put out a lot of heat. In your case, to replace it, you would have to replace the entire unit. This type of unit is called a zero-clearance fireplace because basically it's an insulated box that can go against a combustible wall and not have any problems being used. So if you put in a wood-burning zero-clearance fireplace, you'll find that you'll get a lot of heat out of it. And if you want to step up the amount of heat that you could potentially get out of it, opt for the version that has a blower built in. And the blower will basically take air from the base of the fireplace, run it behind the firebox and out the top, and that will supply actually quite a bit of heat.
So it would be a wood burning, though, not the gas log.
Yeah, it would be wood burning. You're never going to get, well, I mean, you can put a gas fireplace in, but I just don't think you're going to get the same amount of heat out of it. And frankly, I'm a little uncomfortable with gas-burning fireplaces. I think there's a real carbon monoxide risk with them.
Oh, and it is vented. It's got the pipe that goes up out through the roof and all.
But you're still not going to get the same. It's basically decorative. You're not going to get enough heat out of it, as you discovered.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck, Ron. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you're working on, whether it's a home repair or a home improvement, or perhaps you're in the planning phase. We can help. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, filters for your heating and cooling system, they definitely can help remove dust, and that will make it a bit easier for you to breathe, but there are so many out there. I mean, you go into that filter aisle, and it is very confusing very quickly. So we're going to help you sort out what it's going to take to help you breathe easy, especially during this upcoming spring allergy season. Yes, guys, there are other things than COVID. People still sneeze. People still get sick.
Yep.
We just got to handle it. So stick around.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, so I took on a garage cleanout project this weekend, and we got into the area of the garage, because it's a two-floor garage that I built a long time ago. We got in the area of the upstairs where we keep some of our Christmas stuff, and I hadn't been sort of deep into it, but, you know, sometimes the mood strikes, you dig in, you want to sort things out, and I struck gold. You know what I found?
What'd you find?
A bag of about 20 incandescent light bulbs. Remember those?
I'll take them.
I feel like I've been hoarding them or something, but we used them, and we used to have these Christmas bells that went around the outside of the house, and we used incandescent bulbs in there, and I found the whole bag of them, so now I'm good for a little bit. I haven't seen one of those in many, many moons.
I will tell you, I'm a convert now. I have totally switched over to LED bulbs all throughout the house. Not only did I switch to LED, I switched to smart bulbs, which,
yeah.
I mean, it's challenging for some reason. I'm going to call her the Allegra so she doesn't answer me while we're chatting here. But sometimes she hates me and never turns the lights on.
Don't turn the right one on. Yeah.
It drives me nuts. And I'm like, what happens if there's no internet?
Well, you know, we've switched over too, but it was just a moment of nostalgia to see that big catch of old incandescents there.
I will take them because I'm ready to go back.
Kimberly in Delaware is on the line with an interesting question. I'm reading your bath mats got melted to the floor. How did that happen?
No, I clean houses for a living, and I went to clean a house, and the lady asked me if I can get it up, and she said it's been there for 2 years.
What?
Wow, stuck to the floor, huh?
No, to the inside the bathtub. It melted inside the bathtub.
And you couldn't get it up? You couldn't pull it off?
No, I tried. It stuck there. It's like cement.
I'm thinking it might be glued in place and not melted. Did she buy the house with this bath mat?
No, she's had the house for 20 years, and she put the bath mat there herself. And she said her husband just put it in there so they wouldn't fall because they're elderly people. And it's been like that for 2 years, she said.
Well, I guess she would know herself if it was glued in place. I don't necessarily have a good solution for you here. I mean, generally, if I find something that's adhered and needs to be loosened up, I'll use a product like WD-40. But I'm afraid to tell you to use that in the bathtub because I don't want them to slip. But that tends to break any adhesive bond that is resulting, but it's also a lubricant. So, I mean, you could try very, very carefully under one corner of it, see if it loosens up, but you've got to rinse it thoroughly and scrub it thoroughly because otherwise you'll leave a very slick surface there. I guess the other thing that you could try would be an adhesive, a citrus-based adhesive remover. There are orange-based products, citrus-based products that are used to remove adhesive. But I have a hard time believing that this was an adhesive that actually glued itself to it. And I don't think it melted. I think there was some sort of maybe chemical reaction between the rubber mat and the bathtub that caused them to bond. Now, I will warn you that even if you get this up, it's very possible that the surface of the tub could be damaged. And, you know, you may be having something else that you don't like to look at there as a result.
And that's what I'm afraid of because I'm her house cleaner and I didn't want to get blamed for, you know, the tub being messed up either.
Yeah, then I don't think you should take, I don't think it's your responsibility. You know, I would say you tried, but it's stuck in place and leave it at that. I agree with you. You don't want to make the situation worse and get them upset and then be potentially responsible for finding a solution to an impossible problem.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kimberly. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT and have a great day.
Well, we can all agree that you can never have too much fresh air. That is unless you are an allergy sufferer, and that fresh air is loaded with pollen and dust. Now, air cleaners and filters, they're supposed to remove those allergens so you can breathe better, but with all the competing claims, it's really hard to sort out what's what.
Absolutely. So to start, filters are key, and they're an important part of your HVAC system. They're going to protect you and the HVAC equipment, both heating and cooling. And there are four basic types. Let's talk about the kind that don't require professional installation, and that would be, first, a spun filter. The least expensive, I kind of jokingly call them rock stoppers because they don't really catch a lot. They're really super cheap, but heck, they're better than nothing. If you want to step it up a little bit, you want to go for a pleated filter. The pleated filter is sort of folded like an accordion surface, And by doing so, it increases the amount of surface area, which makes it a much more efficient way to stop dust and allergens than a spun filter. And then there's a step up from that called a pleated electrostatic filter, which combines the pleated media with a static charge. And what that does is helps the dust particles stick to the filter, just kind of like magnets. But with all of these, the way you know if you're getting what you think you are is by checking the MERV rating, M-E-R-V. It stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Values, and you're looking for a MERV that's between 11 and 13 for allergen protection.
Now, let's talk more about electronic air cleaners. These seem to have come a really long way in the recent years. I mean, they're becoming able to catch more and more even microscopic-sized particles, but are they worth the investment?
You know, I think so. Again, it's kind of that argument that if you're going to be in your house for the duration, and by that I mean like more than a couple of years, it's worth investing in a piece of equipment like that. It'll probably run you, I'd say probably at least $1,000, if not a little more installed. But basically, it's an electronic filter that's installed into the return duct side of the HVAC system, not a DIY product. And what it does is electronically sort of pulls out the tiniest particles, like viruses and even bacteria, and draws them to a collector plate. So it's a very, very efficient way of keeping your air as clean as possible.
Now, since we're talking about filters, I've got to ask you about this duct cleaning. I feel like a lot of people ask us questions about whether duct cleaning is really worth it. Is it going to make a difference? I mean, I think occasionally you should do it, right? But what do you think?
I'm not really a fan. And eBay has come out over and over again that said duct cleaning really shows no proof of being able to make your air in the house any healthier. So I think it's just kind of like the thought of having dust in your ducts. You're thinking, well, it must be there. I'll have to clean it out. Not really. I only recommend it, Leslie, if you've had like a big construction project done.
Yeah. Or if you've just moved into a house that you don't know.
Maybe. I think the bigger issue is just have a filter and make sure the filter fits. I can't tell you how many times I, as a professional home inspector, would open up the blower compartment of a furnace and then see that filter shoved in there the wrong size, held in with hangers or rubber bands and just not done well. It's kind of pointless, right? You've got to choose the right filter. It's got to be installed properly, and that's going to keep your air as clean as it possibly can be. 888-666-3974. If you're thinking about taking on a home project, a decor project, an improvement, planning for the future, give us a call because we would love to help.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call because we'd love to help you out with whatever it is you're working on. I mean, it could be a big project. It could be a small project. There are no dumb questions, guys. We have been through it all, so let us give you a hand. We're available 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, don't get stuck in the dark without a plan. We've got your power outage survival tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good things better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, your how-to therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up.
Yeah, we love to share the info and talk about all the stuff going on at home. And if you like it and you love the radio show, we definitely think you're going to enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Don in Missouri is on the line with a porch question. What can we do for you today?
I have a four post that has an exposed top.
Okay.
And the stair railing is fastened to it.
Okay.
It's got a bevel top on it, like that's what they put on most of them. It's treated lumber, and there is a crack that goes from, I'm going to say, a quarter, maybe 3/8, and I don't know how deep it is, but it's fairly deep. And I want to seal the top of it, or seal it so that water doesn't get in there, freeze, and expand the crack.
Now, Don, let me ask you a question. Do you want to paint this porch railing, or is it painted now or not?
No, we do not want to paint it.
And the reason I'm asking you these questions is because I'm going to tell you what to fill that crack with, but the problem is, you know, some of the materials that you use to fill the crack are not going to be the color of treated lumber. They're going to stand out and maybe look worse than the crack it looks right now. So I'm trying to figure out how you'd like this to look when you're all done.
Well, just the main thing is to keep water from running in there and freezing, expanding.
All right. So if you're not so concerned about the look, then what I would do is I would use an epoxy patching compound. You want to use a wood epoxy patching compound. And the reason I say that is because that has the ability to really stand up to the weather and bind to that wood material. You're going to apply it with a putty knife, and you're going to press it into that crack and then let it dry and sand over the surface to try to get the excess off. That's the best material to use for that particular situation.
Well, we've all seen the news stories about entire communities that had to go without power for days at a time. And if a powerful storm leaves you without that all-important juice, what should you do?
Well, first, here's something that you should not do. Don't use candles. Invest in some good flashlights with bright LED bulbs. Keep them handy. Always keep them in the same spot. And remember to check those batteries often.
Now, if your power goes out, you want to make sure you power down appliances and computers and don't restart them until the electricity has been turned back on for at least a half hour. Here's why, especially when it comes to something like your air conditioner, because when all those AC units come on, they have a big power draw right in the beginning. And when that happens across the entire grid, it kind of helps to destabilize it. So you want to give the utility company plenty of time to get that grid up and running and stable so you don't have multiple blackouts.
Yeah, and here's a tip you guys
guys, when it comes to the fridge. Some of you like to open that door and stare at what's going on in there. Oh, maybe something changed since the last time I looked. It hasn't. All the same stuff is in there. So keep that fridge door closed because it will keep everything nice and cold. And really think about what you want from that fridge or freezer. Open it quick. Grab it. Close it up.
Also, we hear about this tragedy in virtually every storm. Somebody leaves a generator running in an enclosed space, and you get carbon monoxide poisoning. So don't do that. Never run a gas-powered generator indoors. Don't even run it in an open garage, and avoid cooking with charcoal or propane in any enclosed area, even an area that's outside with a roof over it. Don't do it, because that carbon monoxide has a way to get everywhere.
Deb in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are in the process of either building a home or looking into having a modular put up. And I would like to know if you have any pros or cons as a modular opposed to a building a home, a new home.
Sure. Well, I've actually built both, and I can tell you that the modular homes go up quicker generally. And they can be more accurate because everything is fabricated inside of a factory. And so you'll find, you know, tighter corners and, you know, squarer walls and that sort of thing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with either approach. They both work. But if you go modular, it will probably go together a little bit more quickly. I guess the con of that is that you may not have as much flexibility in design, but that, again, depends on the factory you're working with and the builder you're working with. I will say this. You want to make sure you choose a builder that's very experienced with modular homes and not one who just thinks he can put together anything, because there are some peculiarities to them the way they're built.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this almost spring season? I'm thinking ahead to the spring.
I can't wait to
get back outside. I'm done with this. Like, please let us outside again. Warmer weather, projects, people, even from a distance. Anything. We're here for you guys. Spring, winter, whatever. But really, let's push towards the spring. So tell us what you're working on this spring season so we can give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, do you know the advantages of installing a whole house water filter in your home? We're going to have that answer when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, so I was talking to a contractor, a mason, the other day, Leslie, and he told me about a project that he was called to bid on where another contractor had dug out the floor around the interior perimeter of a basement in a house that was really, really old, had a brick foundation. If you know about brick foundations, the brick foundation and the brick wall for the basement, it's the same thing. It doesn't, like, flare out at the bottom. They just start the bricks right on the ground. The guy dug it all out, and then what happened is there was a major rainstorm. So I bet you could figure out what happened next. All of that dirt ran out from underneath, and the wall collapsed.
Oh, geez.
And guess what kind of contractor it was that was digging out that hole? A waterproofer.
Ugh.
This is why we rail against these guys. They don't know what they're doing. He did not have to dig out all of that water. I bet you there was some simple drainage problem with clogged gutters or bad grading that would have fixed it. And now this poor homeowner has a partially collapsed home as a result. So let that be a lesson to you. If you get a problem with any kind of below grade moisture like that, just fix your gutters, will you? It'll probably go away.
Head over to moneypit.com and post a question just like Jenny did. Now, Jenny writes, I've always used filtered water pitchers, but I've been thinking about getting a whole house water filter in the house. What type of water would require one and how long do these filters last?
Well, I mean, a whole house water filter is just like the name says. It is usually installed after the water meter or the well pump on the main cold water line site. And because of its location, all of the plumbing fixtures in the house will benefit from that filtered water. I have one in my own house. I think they're a good idea. But before having your filter installed by a master plumber, you need to have your water tested, especially, of course, if you're on well water, to make sure that you get the best filter to fit your needs. And in terms of filter replacements, some of those filters can last you a year. It really depends on how much water you're using. But the filter replacement is pretty straightforward. When it's installed, there's a valve behind it and in front of it. So you turn off the fill valve to it, and then you can remove and replace that filter.
How large are these filter units? I mean, we live in a town where the water is questionable, so a lot of people get them, and I've always considered it, but I wondered the size.
Yeah, well, it's a question of efficiency. You know, the better whole house water filters don't have to be that large.
Interesting. All right, good to know. Now I've got a post from Diane who writes, when painting a room, do I paint the walls first and then the trim around the windows or the trim first and then the walls? Now, I don't know if there's like a hard and fast rule here, but I always do the walls first, trim last. I don't know why.
I think gravity counts.
Well, true. Ceiling, walls, trim. That's how I go.
Ceiling, walls, trim. Right. I mean, if you painted all the trim, it was all nice and perfect, and then you're taking that big old roller and you're slapping on your walls, you're going to slip.
Yeah, and sometimes I accidentally roll into the trim, and I'm not a taper.
Yeah.
I don't tape at all. Like, I'm a steady hand, but sometimes.
Pros hold that paintbrush like a pencil. That's how I hold mine.
It's like an extension of my hand.
Right. I had a conversation with my daughter the other day about this because she was like holding it, you know, just like a club. I'm like, no. It's like a pencil. It's like a fine writing instrument.
Like chopsticks. Chopsticks and a pencil.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with us side by side as we take on the home improvement projects that you are planning to do over the next few months. I think if you're like us, you're thinking towards the warmer weather. I'm already dreaming about some outdoor DIY projects to get my tail back outside. I always jokingly call it, Leslie, my north office is the front porch and my south office is, you know, the back deck and that sort of thing. I like to move the office around.
You've got multiple locations. You know what I just discovered today? I was chatting with a design associate, and my Good Morning America hours are 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. generally.
Right.
And they were like, oh, you're like on European hours. And I was like, that sounds so much better. I'm going to go with that.
It's just too bad you couldn't have the European experience that
right.
goes with it.
That's okay. I can pretend. You've got your multiple offices. I keep European hours. We're very cosmopolitan.
Well, that's what we do. And if you've got questions, remember, you can reach us anytime by posting your questions at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As more and more people get fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the questions become, now that I'm vaccinated, what is safe to do?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises if you've had both doses of the vaccine, at least for now, you should still follow the same rules as everybody else. That's in part because so few people have been vaccinated at this point. And while the shots strongly protect against severe illness and death from COVID-19, experts say it's not yet clear how well they block the spread of the virus. Whether people who have been vaccinated but get a mild or symptom-free infection can pass it on. They advise especially don't let your guard down after receiving the first dose. I'm Ben Thomas.
United States returned to the Paris Climate Accord. President Biden telling a virtual gathering of European leaders yesterday that the world can no longer delay or do the bare minimum to address climate change. Global leaders applauded the U.S.'s formal return to the mostly voluntary 2015 agreement that former President Trump began pulling away from last November. Relief across the southern U.S. on Saturday as temperatures warmed up to over 50 in some spots, melting a lot of the snow and ice. Meteorologist Laura Pagano from the National Weather Service says temperatures in Texas for the most part on the rise.
The good news is that we are going to be seeing temperatures rebound above freezing, and that is going to be the case throughout the remainder of next week as well.
Big challenge now is cleaning up and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. President Biden declaring a major disaster in Texas, directing federal agencies to help in the recovery. The White House says Mr. Biden hopes to travel to the Lone Star State next week to visit the area. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800 800- 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Restorers at the Louvre Museum in Paris are using the coronavirus pandemic to repair the museum and its famous artworks.
The forced closure has granted museum officials a golden opportunity to carry out long overdue refurbishments that were simply not possible with nearly 10 million visitors a year. Head curator of the artifacts department, Elizabeth Antoine Koenig, says the Mona Lisa has good reason to silently smile over her empty gallery. When the museum reopens, everything will be perfect for its visitors. This sleeping beauty will have had time to powder her nose. When the museum reopens, initially only visitors with pre-booked reservations will be granted entry in line with virus safety precautions. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Collective sighs of release could be heard from many European capitals Saturday after President Biden made clear his first major foreign policy address rejecting the America First slogan. More at townhall.com. A Colorado man sprang into action in order to save his dog's life fighting with a mountain lion that had attacked his pet.
Gene Winnell of Estes Park says when he took his 9-year-old boxer Sadie out early one day, they encountered a mountain lion that nearly killed the dog. Winnell scanned the hill by his property with a flashlight looking for the reflection of any predator's eyes before letting Sadie off her leash. But he knew something was wrong when he heard his dog start to whimper. He picked up a stick and hit the mountain lion in the face, and then the mountain lion released Sadie and ran the other way. He said he lost an eye in the attack and received more than 70 stitches. Patrick Frost reporting.
Fifth night of peaceful protests denouncing the imprisonment of a Spanish rap artist once more devolved into clashes between police and the members of a fringe group who set up street barricades and smashed storefront windows Saturday night in downtown Barcelona. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your DIY dilemmas, the projects you'd like to get done, the projects you're planning. You need help solving a problem. You got something on tap for the warmer weather ahead. All great topics for us to talk about. There's a couple of ways to get in touch with us with those questions. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. If you do, you will get a voice system where you can leave your name and your number and your question. We'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, picking the perfect paint color is a really good way to brighten up any room. But did you know that some paint colors actually have been shown to be able to brighten your mood as well? We're going to have some tips on the best paint colors to spark both a better outlook and a brighter space.
And if you're lucky enough to have either steam or hot water heat, you know that radiators can be nice and comfy during the cold months. But if the air gets stuck in that system, those radiators will end up being as cold as ice. And then steam radiators can bang and they cause quite a bit of a racket. Now, the fixes for both are pretty simple, so we're going to share some tips for fine-tuning hydronic heat in just a bit.
And wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms or laundry rooms or basements. We're going to have an overview of what will work coming up.
But before we do all that, this show is mostly about you. We want to help you take on your next home improvement project. So if you've got a DIY dilemma, a decor project, or you're dreaming of the warmer days ahead and you want to start planning an outdoor living project, we can help.
And hey, guys, we're giving away one of my favorite products on this show. I've used it a lot. It is the Arrow GT300 glue gun. We've got one to give away. It's worth $49 going out to one listener drawn at random. So call us right now with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post those questions to moneypit.com.
Kayla in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Just got married and moved into a new home. And it already had a Honeywell whole home humidifier installed in it. And it seemed like a dream come true. I thought it was going to be amazing. But we have 100-amp service. And every now and then our breaker will trip. And you don't even know downstairs unless you're down there. And I've gone down a couple times and the basement is flooded, and it floods, like, over into the other room, like, into the where I eventually want to lay carpet and have, like, a family room.
Is that because the dehumidifier condensate pump stops working?
I'm not sure what it is. There's, like, an overfill thing for it, and I'm assuming it's supposed to lead to a drain, but the drain is in the laundry room, which is in the opposite direction.
Okay, so when everything is working correctly, this dehumidifier is going to take moisture out of the air, drop it into a reservoir, which you either have to empty or it will pump out somewhere. Usually, if it's got a condensate pump associated with it, it can pump up sort of against gravity, and there's a clear plastic tube that goes out and leads to a drain somewhere or even outside the house. If you have a power failure, you know, it's not going to work, and it might actually start to leak maybe back into that room where you are. Of course, the dehumidifier is not working at that time, so it's not going to leak for long, but I could see how it could create a bit of a puddle. So your problem is not so much with a dehumidifier, but why you're having a problem popping these breakers. Now, 100-amp service is actually a pretty darn good service, and it frequently doesn't get the respect it deserves. When these breakers pop, it's not usually because you're pulling more than 100 amps. It's because whatever circuit you have this particular dehumidifier on needs to be improved, perhaps by adding an additional circuit. But the service for the house should be fine.
Okay. It does have the clear hose that leads outside.
That's what's going on. When your power goes out, the pump stops working, and that's why it's leaking. Okay? So focus on getting this plugged into a circuit that is a little bit bigger than what you have right now. An electrician could help you sort this out, but it's not a big deal to add an additional circuit just for that device.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
David in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a native stone-faced fireplace, with a cinder block core. And it's thankfully on the outside of the house. However, the roof line continues so that it covers our carport. And if it rains substantially, after a bit, it begins to get little ripplets of water that drain on the outside of the stone, you know, into the carport. So it's a bit puzzling. We tried to rephase the flashing, you know, we just black tar and that sort of thing, but still seems to leak a bit, when there's substantial rain.
So I'm having trouble imagining the layout here, but is this a situation where you have water from the roof that's running down towards the chimney?
Yes.
And does the chimney have a cricket? Do you know what a cricket is? It's like sort of a peaked piece of flashing that diverts the water around it?
It does have a flashing that runs around it. That's correct.
Okay. Well,
a cricket is not just a flashing. A chimney cricket is like a modification of the roof plane where it pitches upwards so that the water doesn't actually strike the back of the chimney. It goes around the chimney.
Oh, no, no. It's a consistent roof line sloping downward.
So one thing that you could do is you could put a piece of flashing on the roof to intercept the runoff from the roof that's heading towards the chimney and sort of divert it around it. And that kind of like sort of diverter move will reduce the volume of water that's striking the chimney, and that can help minimize the problem. Now, in terms of the flashing repair itself, you mentioned tar. It's probably the worst thing you could put on a chimney, and I know that folks do it all the time. But the right way to do it if you have a flashing leak is to replace the flashing. And flashing is always installed in two pieces. You have a base flashing that goes under the roof shingles and against the chimney. Then you have a counter flashing that goes in the chimney mortar joints and then down on top of the base flashing. And it's done that way so it can expand and contract with the movement because the chimney is going to move differently than the roof. The tar might give you a temporary seal, but eventually it's just going to crack. So I would recommend you install a diverter, try to move some of the water around the chimney, and if it continues, do a better job repairing the flashing in the chimney because it shouldn't happen.
Okay, will do. I appreciate it so much. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your call, David.
Ruth in Michigan has got a window question. What can we do for you?
My windows fogged up, and they had condensation on them, on the centers of them, as well as when it was really cold 2 years ago, I actually had frost on the inside of the window. And I didn't know what's wrong with the windows. What do we need to do with them? They were put in new about 25 years ago.
Okay. So that could be the problem, the age factor. So now when you say you see frost and condensation, is that on the interior side, or are you sort of seeing it in between the two panes of glass?
On the interior.
Okay. So generally what's happening is that the thermal seal, the gas that's in between those two panes of glass that regulates that temperature difference,
mm-hmm.
when you're starting to see condensation or when you see freezing on the interior, that means that the gas that was in between those two panes isn't there anymore. So you're not getting that thermal, you know, space in there to block that heat or the coolness transfer. And that can happen because there's a seal within the windows that eventually will fail. You know, it's not guaranteed to fail, but a window that's 25 years old, it's a good chance that that's no longer functioning for you. And I think at this point, that's not something that's really worth repairing, you know, or you should look into a replacement window for that, which, you know, could be super affordable. You can find some great prices out there, and then you'll be able to get one that's truly thermal pane and help you with all of your, you know, cool transferring situations.
Okay. So I may have to replace my windows is what you're saying, rather than try to repair them.
Well, that's right. Once the window seal fails, it's not repairable. Now, generally, it doesn't result in a huge energy loss. It's mostly inconvenient because, as you've learned, they'll condense and fog. But if you want it to go away, you have to replace the windows. It's not repairable.
Okay, but it you're saying it doesn't necessarily reduce the insulation factor, huh?
It does to a certain extent. It's certainly not as efficient as a new window, but are you going to get a return on investment by replacing that window that's going to equal the amount of energy you saved? Probably not, or not, certainly not for a long time.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about that, too. Okay, that's been very helpful. I wasn't sure what was wrong, and I was wondering whether replacements would be the best option or not.
Well, now you know. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're available 24/7. So tell us what's happening so we can give you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, picking the perfect paint color is a great way to brighten up your room. And some paint colors can actually do double duty and brighten your mood at the same time. We'll have tips on the best paint colors to spark a brighter outlook and a brighter space when the Money Pit returns. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy three, four, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Are you ready to take on a DIY project this spring, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next home renovation project.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. And hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might enjoy the podcast too, which you'll find at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Hey, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit or how you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It is an awesome glue gun. Super high temp, really heavy duty, durable for DIY and pro projects. It heats up really fast. It has a drip resistant nozzle, which is very helpful if you are a messy DIYer or just happen to accidentally burn yourself on occasion. It's really great. It's got an adjustment knob so you can control the glue. You're not wasting glue. It feels good in your hand so you're not getting that hand cramp from using the glue gun for too long. And the nose design really helps you get to those hard to reach corners, or even if you need a little bit of an extra reach if you're in sort of a tight work area. It's a really great glue gun. We love it. It's perfect for all kinds of projects. It's worth $49, but it's going out to one lucky listener this hour.
Make that you. Call us right now with your home improvement, your repair, your decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kirk in North Dakota is on the line with a lighting question. What's going on?
So I got a quick question on fluorescent lights. You know, a lot of your lights are, of course, rated, you know, 60 watts, et cetera. So my question kind of came in the fact that on the fluorescent bulb, it says this is equal to a 60-watt bulb. But sometimes it's just not enough light. So what happens, or are you allowed put a bigger bulb wattage, because since fluorescents are supposed to be taking less electricity, can a guy put a bigger bulb in there and a fluorescence that says equals to 100 watts because it's still drawing less electricity?
So I think what you're talking about here is compact fluorescence, Kirk?
Right.
So the wattage limitations on fixtures is based on a calculation that involves incandescent bulbs, and it's because it equates to heat. You know, a 100-watt bulb is going to emit a certain amount of heat, and if the fixture is rated to take that heat, that's what it's rated for, and you can't put more than that. When it comes to fluorescence, you're only using a quarter of the energy, so a 15-watt bulb would deliver the same equivalent of 60 watts of light. You can have a bulb that delivers the equivalent of a bigger watt bulb, but you're still not actually putting that amount of electricity into it. Does that make sense?
Right. So you could actually, like you say, if it's a third, if it's rated for a 60-watt incandescent bulb, you could virtually say if there is a 150-watt bulb in a fluorescent, you should be able to put that in there and not cause an overload and get more light out of that same fixture.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't double it. But I might, if it calls for a 60, I might go up to 100, because then you're moving from saying 15 watts to 25. But I have a better suggestion. Forget the compact fluorescents. They are an outdated technology. The LED bulbs are where it's at today. They deliver a much better quality light with just the same, if not more, savings.
But you know, that was the whole issue, is sometimes you just don't get enough light out of some of those fixtures.
Right. And I think that and also they're very temperature sensitive. If it's a cold area,
Well, and then they're color sensitive as well. You know, when you get a CFL, you have to pick what color temperature you want that bulb to feel, and they can all feel extremely different. So you might pick something that gives a cold, harsh light, and you want something warmer. So there's a lot of experimenting with what type of fluorescent bulb you're going
to
get.
Well, I'll have to try some different things, but I was just worried about the wattage and making sure I didn't overheat the original fixture.
No, you're smart. You're smart to be concerned, but I'd take a look at the LEDs, and I think once you start trying them, you'll be disposing of those CFLs.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Well, this is the time of year that really drags on for a lot of people. The holidays are over. Winter's dragging on. Spring seems like it's nowhere in sight. Plus, add in COVID. Everybody is just losing their mind, but we're waiting for that warmer weather. It's going to show up. So one project that's definitely going to perk your mood and brighten your space is painting, because it turns out that a lot of colors can do both. For example, orange. It creates a warm and inviting environment. You can choose a soft shade with sort of a pink or a yellow undertone, and that can really liven up a space. And that might be perfect for a foyer or a powder room. I think you need to think about what kind of space gets the right light for that color. Blue, it's a beautiful color. Do not be afraid to go dark with blue. I mean, it's a good idea when you're picking a blue tone to paint a very large swatch on the wall in the room. Check it out. Look at it in different lights, different times of day, the lights that you turn on, the natural light, all of it. I mean, it's really an extra step that's worth it, because you don't want to get through the work of painting that space to just be like, well, I don't think I like it. Now, another color is yellow. Super happy, but if you go too light in a room with a lot of natural light, you're going to lose that whole yellow tone. So don't be afraid to go for a deeper orange shade, something that maybe even feels a little bit more, you know, leaning towards orange, like a marigold. Yellow is gorgeous, and if you find the right tone, it can really make a space look fantastic.
I love that idea to paint a big swatch on the wall. That's really smart, because, as you say, that color changes over time. And
it's so hard
to try to figure out what the color is truly going to look like in your house when you're just looking at a small paint card sample. You know, whether you're in a store, whether you're outside. I remember last time we painted a room in the house, I was in a Sherwin store, and I pulled out some whites. And you know, whites, there's oh, my God, there's 40 different cards worth of whites. And it took them out in the parking lot and looked at them in the shade, looked at them in the sun. It was just really hard to tell. So the idea of just painting it on the wall, buying a small can, especially if it's a big paint job that you're doing, is just really a smart way to go.
Mary in Massachusetts is on the line with an appliance that's acting up. What's going on, Mary?
The bottom fills up with water, and I mean probably an inch or two. But say we run the dishwasher at night. I get up this morning at 7, there wasn't anything on the bottom of the dishwasher. And about an hour later, it was filled. And it's been doing that. And we don't understand what's going on. We've had the hoses checked, you know, make sure they're not bent or anything. Or but we can't figure it out.
Okay, so have you cleaned out the bottom of the dishwasher? Sometimes the drain gets clogged. That's the easy fix right there.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
So you have no food particles there?
No.
So there must be an obstruction somewhere that's causing it. There's an obstruction somewhere in the line that's causing the water of the plumbing in that part of the house to back up, and it's just evidencing itself in the dishwasher. Have you checked the connection to your garbage disposal?
Well, I don't have a garbage disposal.
You don't? So it drains where? Does it drain into the trap under the sink, or where does it drain?
Right, into the trap under the sink.
Yeah, I think you're backing some water up there. It's going back up the hose and into the dishwasher.
All right, then I'm going to have somebody come over. We did have someone come over. I don't think he's, he honestly couldn't figure it out. He, you know, checked the hoses and make sure they weren't bent or anything. And he stayed for a while, and, yeah, and it happened again. The water started coming in after he ran it.
So if you're running it and it's not draining, then there's a different set of causes for that. It's either a drain pump or the drain impeller, or there's a solenoid kit that has to do with removing the water. But if you're telling me this water is showing up when you're not running the dishwasher, then I think it must be backing up through the plumbing system. Okay, Mary? So I think that's a good approach. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, hardwood floors can add beauty and value to any home, but one thing they can't do is stand up to moisture. Fortunately, there are many new floors that look amazingly like real hardwood, but can handle getting wet without warping. So we're going to share those tips next.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Now, whether you are planning on buying, selling, or just enjoying the home you're in, we are here for you every single step of the way. So give us a call with your improvement, home decor question, whatever it is, right now to 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, Tom, you're about to get a really big project started at your Money Pit, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're actually removing and replacing, upgrading our entire heating system.
That's a big project.
It is a big project. And I thought, well, why not wait till the coldest days of the year to do just that, right? Don't be a sissy. Don't do it in the summer.
Really put it to the test right away.
No, wait until it's below freezing. So that's what we're doing. And you know what? I wanted to share that I got three prices for this heating system. One was from a contractor who had been working with us and servicing our systems for a long, long time. And he came in at over $14,000, which I thought was outrageous. And I was really shocked, so I turned to my friends at HomeAdvisor. I got two references from HomeAdvisor, two contractors right away, and they both came in within $500 of each other, and they both came in at about half or less than half of what the guy who I've been working with for the last 5 years was going to charge me. So just shows you again that when you turn to Home Advisor, you get good quality pros at a good price. And these guys were both sharp enough to point out to me that I had $1,300 in rebates I was going to get as well off the price they had given me.
Wow.
Because we're going with a high efficiency combi boiler. This is going to replace the big boiler, the big water heater with one unit. And these new boilers are so small, Leslie. I was looking at the space, at the size of it, because I have to put a piece of wood up on the wall to support it. 18 inches wide by 28 inches tall. It's like the size of a kitchen cabinet.
That's it?
A wall cabinet, for that matter.
Wow, that is amazing. I mean, there's so many benefits of going with a more efficient unit, and you're so lucky that you found somebody who was able to point you in that direction and help you take full advantage of all of the rebates and all of the offers to make it truly a great deal for you.
And the best part is we're going to keep our heat on overnight. We may lose hot water for a while, but we will suffer through it, and I'm really looking forward to the improved efficiency. And I so appreciated being able to find these pros on Home Advisor. It really made the job a really simple project to tackle.
Jody in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I actually have a problem with my foundation. It's an exposed foundation. About 3 feet high around the whole footprint of the house is exposed. The cement block foundation that had parging on it originally, And the parging was cracking, so it was recommended by a masonry contractor to put dry lock over it. So this is what I did. I put they add color to the dry lock, so I put it over the whole foundation, and it started to crack and peel and bubble.
Yeah, you didn't adhere properly. First of all, isn't dry lock usually an interior masonry paint, not an exterior masonry paint?
Well, this particular masonry guy told me that he's actually used it on the bottom of swimming pools, so he thought that it would work. And when he saw it later, he said, wow, I've never seen it do that.
Yeah, how about that? Just experimenting with your house.
I did call the dry lock people, too.
Yeah.
And talk to them. And they told me to try to power wash it, try scraping it. But it's just become like a huge mess. You know, I mean, it peels in some places it adhered.
Yeah, the problem is that now that you've got that on there, you've got to get it off because you can't put new stuff over the bad old stuff. It just will continue to peel.
Yeah, the problem is that we are on filled in marshland and so we're on clay and sand. And the cement block, you know, it sort of leaches up through there. So it's always sort of damp coming up from the ground anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking the block wall might have been wet when you applied it. It might have been visibly wet. But see, those block walls are hydroscopic. They absorb water really, really well. And so if it's on a moist situation, that water is going to draw up, get behind that paint, and nothing causes paint to peel faster than water. So unfortunately, at this stage, you're going to have to strip that off.
Oh, my gosh. And we're right on the water. You know what I mean? We're on the bay. So I'm always worried about things that are not environmentally friendly.
The other thing that I think you probably could do, and this is a big job in and of itself, though, is you could have a mason attach a woven wire mesh to that foundation and restucco it. And in that case, it could go right on top of the old junky paint because you're not really sticking to the foundation, you're sticking to the mesh. So that's another possibility.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, because I guess in some places that was used before underneath the parging.
Well, the parging is simply a stucco coat that goes on top of the block wall, and it's typical for the parging to crack, and usually it cracks along the lines of the masonry block.
Yep, that's what it did.
And that's not necessarily a defect. That's pretty much just the way it goes with that stuff, especially if they don't put it on thick enough. So I would consider, if you really want to have it to look like a traditional masonry foundation, I would consider having mesh put up there and then properly restuccoed. If not, you're just going to have to peel that paint off any way you can. I might take a look at some of the citrus-based paint strippers if you have some that's really hard to get off.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Sorry about better news. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms and laundry rooms or basements, because if solid hardwood gets wet, it will swell and it will buckle, and once that happens, there is just no going back. Now, a better option in the waterproof flooring category that looks like real hardwood but doesn't have any of those hassles associated with it is engineered vinyl plank, or EVP. And the nice thing about EVP, it is totally and completely 100% waterproof. It can stay wet for an extended period of time. There is nothing to decay, to warp, to twist. So wet mopping, bathroom splashes, pet accidents have absolutely no impact on it. And the stuff looks great.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be confused by its name. When you hear the word vinyl, you start to think of like, oh, God, this is going to be ugly. It's the old-fashioned stuff. It doesn't work. It's really yucky. It is not. Today's EVP is quick. It's got the easy installation of a laminate, and it comes in lots of high-end styles that really capture the authentic grain, color, texture of actual real hardwood. I mean, they look amazingly like the hardwoods that inspire their design, so definitely check them out.
So there's really no limit to where you can install EVP. It goes in very easily. It doesn't show ripples that are caused by imperfections in the subfloor, and it's super durable. And that's great for busy homes. It's not going to show dents from heavy furniture, you know, moving the refrigerator in and out if you have to hook up a water line, or kids dropping stuff. I'm really impressed with it. Used it in two spaces. Used it in my mom's kitchen and also in my sister's laundry room, and it came out great both times.
give us a call. Let us know what you're working on. We love to hear about whatever sticky home improvement situation you've gotten in, or maybe you've done a great job and you want to sort of brag. We're happy to hear about well-done projects as well. Or you're planning something. Whatever it is, we're here to help you on your home improvement journey 24/7. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Next up, our heating systems are really getting a workout this month. If your home is heated by hot water, we've got some tips to make sure it runs at peak efficiency when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation, and the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, from bathrooms to basements, gardening to garages, we are here with impartial expert tips to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. Help yourself first. Reach out to us with your how-to questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Well, if you enjoy the radio show and you're learning lots of great things, we think you're definitely going to enjoy our podcast, too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Well, if your home is heated by hot water, you know this is one of the most pleasant and efficient heating systems out there, especially because the heat is moist. Now, there are two problems that are common to hot water systems, and they can be pretty annoying. Fortunately, they are both very easy to fix.
Yeah, and the first one is a cold radiator. If that happens to you, it probably is because air got stuck in the wrong place in the radiator, and it needs to be bled. Now, if the problem happens repeatedly, you want to consider installing an expansion tank that's going to separate the water from the air, or an air eliminator valve, which is called a Spiro vent. Plumbers know what that is. It's probably not a DIY project, frankly, but there is an easy solution. The second one is banging pipes. That is even more annoying, and it's very common with steam systems. The noise is actually little steam explosions, and it's happening because the radiator is not at the right level. If it's pitched so that the radiator is going to drain its moisture, its condensation back down to the line, that will solve it. Again, a fairly simple job. You could try re-leveling. Well, it's not actually supposed to be exactly level. Make sure you re-pitch that radiator so the water runs back down the pipe, because with steam systems, remember, there's one pipe up and one pipe, same pipe, takes the water back down to be reheated. So you want to make sure that the radiator drains towards that spot. Sometimes the floors, if they settle over the years, it'll shift. And you can move a radiator a little bit, but if you move it too much, then you may break that joint open. Then you're going to have a big problem. So if you're confident and you're feeling the love, you can go ahead and try to readjust it yourself. It will stop those pings. But if not, just call the plumber, because if they break it, they kind of bought it, and they'll be able to fix it. They'll have all the tools right there at the same time.
Tim in Minnesota's on the line and has a question about LED lights. What can we do for you?
I just replaced my LED lights in my basement, which I have recessed cans.
Okay.
From time to time, I get, not all the time, so that either you dim them a little bit and they start fluctuating, they go up.
Right.
Didn't change the dimmer if the dimmer was, I don't know if it was equivalent for LED lights, but.
Yeah, there is. Lutron is the company that actually invented the dimmer way back in the 60s, and they have a product called the CL dimmer. It's designed specifically for dimmable LEDs and halogens and incandescent. And I've got these in my house, and I like them for this reason. There's a range on these dimmers that you can set. So you can set like the minimum power and the maximum power, and that's important because what happens is if you go down too far, depending on the LED, it will flicker and sort of go out. So you can bring it down and like identify like the bottom in terms of the lowest setting. And then, of course, you can bring it up to the top. And you could set that range so that you don't have to worry about that flickering happening. Once you kind of set it, it's done. And you can also put a mixed lighting load on it. So if you had a situation where you had some LEDs and also some incandescents and CFLs all on the same dimmer, you know, by having that ability to adjust the range, you can make sure that they all go down as low as they can, but they don't go down too far where they start to flicker. That said, the LED bulbs themselves have to be listed as dimmable. Some are and some are not. The ones that are dimmable actually obviously work a lot better.
I know those are dimmable because I knew to ask for that.
So then you just need the right kind of dimmer. So you're looking for a Diva CL dimmer by Lutron. You can find them at the Home Depot. They're not very expensive, you know, 20, 25 bucks, something like that.
So does anything with I also have another issue with the same thing that I can go turn them on and off and I get shocked by the screw for the plate.
That's a different issue. Yeah, that's a big issue. That sounds to me like you might have driven the screw somewhere and nicked the wire. I would have an electrician fix that for you. That's definitely a problem.
I didn't have an issue when I had incandescent, so is it because of my house?
Nah, I don't think it has to do with the bulbs. Nah, wouldn't believe it. I would get an electrician on that. That sounds dangerous. All right, hey, listen, thanks so much for calling us at 888 MoneyPit. Good luck with that project, and don't do it yourself. Get a pro to help. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are planning this spring, what you're working on this winter, whatever it is you've got going on at your Money Pit. Let us lend you a hand. Coming up, we've got one caller who wrote in about her kitchen. It's kind of dark, so we're going to help her shed some light. Coming up.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, Lori posted a question for us on MoneyPit.com, Leslie. She says, my kitchen isn't that big. My one window is the only source of natural light. Can you suggest any window coverings that will provide style but not block out the sunshine?
I mean, you don't have to have a window treatment, Lori. You can keep the window naked. You don't have to be naked. The window should be naked. But, I mean, that's definitely a big trend. As long as the window trim looks fantastic, put a fresh coat of paint on it, you can keep it wide open. Let that light in. You'll see the outdoors maybe for the first time, and it's really lovely.
Well, there's no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us wish, but one way to take the edge off all that spending is to choose home improvements that can recoup their costs when it comes time to sell. Leslie has some tips on which improvements do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, like the housing market itself, there are things that fluctuate from year to year when it comes to what projects you should be taking on at home. Now, right now, there are a number of exterior projects that are really delivering super great returns on your investment. That's referred to as an ROI. You've probably heard that before. So that's what they mean. You're spending money to do the project. How much are you going to get back at the time of sale? So the top five, number five, is a deck addition. If you build it out of wood, you're going to see 72.1%. I mean, people really love to use outdoor spaces, and I think this past year has shown that you've got to have an outdoor space. So make that deck functional, make it look great, really give yourself sort of that outdoor escape, because who knows how long we're going to need them for. forever pregnant. Number four is window replacement. We're talking about vinyl windows. Those are going to give you 72.3% return on your investment. I mean, think about it. You're going to get better energy efficiency. They're going to function better if you've got a window that's just not quite working at home. You don't have to do the entire house. You can sort of start side by side, work on the problem areas first. And really, a new window looks fantastic, and a replacement window is not a huge project. Now, number three is siding replacement, and we're particularly talking about fiber cement. You're going to see 77.6% return. Now, the benefit here is, you know, rather than wood, the fiber cement's not going to expand, contract. They're painted in the factory, and they're painted on all sides, so it's really going to stick very, very well. I mean, for quite a long time, I've had my new siding now 8 years. I think you've had yours 16.
I mean, a long time. It looks just like new because it doesn't expand and contract, so it really sticks very, very well.
It looks great. Yeah, and it's going to make your house look fantastic. Now, kitchen remodels are at number two with 77.6%. If you plan on moving, go neutral. Don't go too trendy. Don't pick anything that you think is super cool, like a black countertop. People like them, but not everybody does. So pick something smart. And number one is garage door replacement. Get this, with 94.5% return on investment. That's huge.
Yeah, well, I mean, it has a big impact on curb appeal, right?
It sure does. I mean, it really can make your house look fantastic and stand out. And there are so many different choices that are super durable. So you can find something that matches your architectural style of the home. And I think it's interesting because people usually think, oh, baths, bathrooms, number one, they got to be. But they're not. Bathrooms, their return on investment is in the 55 to 60% range. So it's decent, but definitely nowhere near that garage door.
How about that? So it really pays to pay attention to the value of improvements you're putting in to your home. It definitely has an impact on what you sell it for when that time comes. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom, and that bad advice tends to spread like wildfire. So we're going to help you separate fact from home repair fiction on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. The U.S. is reversing former President Trump's policy that made asylum seekers wait in Mexico.
The Biden administration moved forward Friday with the unwinding of Trump administration asylum policy. 25 asylum seekers who had been forced to wait in Mexico under the Remain in Mexico program were taken to San Diego hotels to quarantine for 7 days under coronavirus protocols. The 25 will then wait in the U.S. with relatives, friends, or sponsors for their court hearings. Michael Hopkins, the CEO of Jewish Family Service of San Diego, which is playing a support role, says for now it's expected 25 asylum seekers a day will be allowed into San Diego. I'm Mike Gracia.
Also at SRN2, SRNnews.com, two people dead, a shooter also dead at a gun store in suburban New Orleans. Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department says a person described as the initial shooter fired inside the Jefferson gun outlet in the suburb of Metairie, striking two individuals who were later pronounced dead. Several people, employees, and customers then engaged the suspect, who was also killed. Weather experts say a lack of planning caused the cold catastrophe we lived through last week because the killer freeze was no surprise.
At least 20 people dead, 4 million homes without power, heat, or water at some point. Meteorologists sounded the warnings weeks ahead of time to officials and on social media. Tweets like off the chart cold, blogs about Arctic air, alerts warning of sub-freezing temperatures. But the head of the National Weather Service's Behavioral Insights Unit says people may have heard the message, but were thinking cold is no big deal. Something disaster science professor Jeanette Sutton says is human nature.
That's Julie Walker reporting. Meanwhile, the temperatures in Texas starting to warm up. Now the cleanup continues. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The World Health Organization says deaths from COVID-19 increased by 40% in Africa the past month compared to the previous month.
The increase, more than 22,000 people dying in the past 4 weeks, is, one African chief says, a tragic warning that health workers and health systems in many countries in Africa are dangerously overstretched. While the director of the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the continent is more vulnerable than we'd thought, and, reflecting on the pandemic, says the 100,000 confirmed deaths milestone is remarkably painful.
Britain, that's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Britain circulated a draft resolution to the UN Security Council demanding a general and immediate cessation of hostilities in major conflicts in four areas around the globe in order to tackle the pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. China is considering adding measures to increase its flagging birth rate more than 4 years after ending its controversial one-child policy.
For decades, China had forced strict controls on additional births in the name of preserving scarce resources for its burgeoning economy. But its plunging birth rate is now seen as a major threat to economic progress and social stability. After authorities said last week registered new births fell 15.3% last year to just 10 million, the National Health Commission issued a statement saying it will conduct research to further stimulate birth potential. A UN report says India is projected to overtake China as the world's most populous country by 2027. Patrick Frost reporting.
Boy Scouts of America celebrating a major milestone this weekend, a virtual event honoring the nearly 1,000 girls and young women who are the first females to attain the prestigious rank of Eagle Scout. Since 2018, the Boy Scouts started accepting girls. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. from filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry, from magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
If you're at NASA, they got to talk about their Mars mission sometime at 3 o'clock today and a little bit earlier. By the way, in case you think, well, we don't need to spend on that, China is there already. So they're already hovering around in the orbit of Mars, and they're actually looking for real estate on the moon. I did a special on NASA last year, and just wait until they decide to nationalize half the moon. And then we're going to say, how did that happen? Meanwhile, we're the only ones who have landed. We're supposed to go back there, I think, next year. Meanwhile, crippling Arctic blast continues to wreak havoc. Hopefully you have some power and you're able to listen to us. I know you've been blanketed by snow, especially in Texas. 12 people have lost their lives. Many millions do not have power. A second storm has begun taking shape, I understand, already. So we'll see how that's going to hit the Northeast, where we're supposed to get buried by snow again. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The key here is to have a diverse energy sources. But the most important thing to have is a base load that you can count on. That's going to be natural gas, that's going to be coal, and that is going to be nuclear.
Right. We don't seem to be very interested in that, even though we're the best at it. Green goals, killing jobs, people, and the economy. Case in point, South Dakota and a frozen Texas.
Number two.
So when do you think that would be K through 8, at least five days a week?
I think we'll be close to that at the end of the first 100 days. We'd have a significant percentage of them being able to be opened. My guess is they're going to probably be pushing to open all summer to continue like it's a different semester.
Okay, I think he just told all the kids to give up their July in some halting way. Parents, not party politics, fuel push for one thing, reopening up schools, and Joe Biden calls out the White House for miscommunicating his back-to-school goals. The state of the quest to save our students next.
Number one.
Mitch McConnell working with Donald Trump did a hell of a job. They're now at each other's throat. I'm more worried about 2022 than I've ever been. I don't want to eat our own. My beef is that we need to knock this off.
No kidding. Senator Lindsey Graham just wants to win. Trump obsession. Over a month since you left office, the Dems keep boarding the Trump train to degrade and distract you. This is 45 takes aim at the party critics, which is bad news for success-minded Republicans. A House divided will lose elections. Governor Christie, always great to have you on. Welcome back.
Happy to be back, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Great job on Sunday. You're making the more sense than anybody else on Sunday shows. I hope Chris Wallace is not listening. But Governor, Lindsey Graham's got a legitimate worry, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And listen, I never heard the president, Trump, saying those things when Lindsey Graham was getting all those record number of judges appointed through the Senate. Three United States Supreme Court justices under really difficult circumstances. Let's remember, it was Mitch McConnell who forced through Gorsuch by changing the rules. It was Mitch McConnell who stood with the president by Brett Kavanaugh, despite all the horrible character assassination done by the Democrats unjustly against Justice Kavanaugh. And then Mitch McConnell, who put through the fastest Senate confirmation ever in getting Justice Coney Barrett through. So I think it's unfair to go and attack Senator McConnell now. But more importantly, both of them have to put first and foremost taking back the House in 2022 and taking back the Senate in 2022. That's got to be the first priority. Everyone's got to put the party first, not their own individual gripes.
So here you go. And I'll talk about the wisdom of Mitch McConnell venting his spleen after voting to not impeach the president. But the president's response is this. It goes on and on, but here's an excerpt. The Republican Party can never again be respected or be strong with political leaders like Mitch McConnell at the helm. McConnell's dedication to business as usual, status quo politics, together with his lack of political insight, wisdom, skill, and personality, has rapidly driven him from majority leader to minority leader and will only get worse. The Democrats and Chuck Schumer play McConnell like a fiddle. I assume by your opening remarks you don't agree.
I don't. I don't think it's helpful for the president to be saying those things at all. Now, listen, Mitch McConnell, as I just chronicled for you, got a lot of things done for the president that the president wanted to get done through a very closely divided Senate. Now, everyone knew that in 2020 it was a very difficult map for the Republicans. I think they did a great job together until Georgia came. And when Georgia came, I mean, listen, we had a great night up until Georgia. And then when Georgia came, two seats that we should have won, everyone was spending more time worrying about themselves than they were worrying about Kelly Loeffler or David Perdue. The president went down there and spoke an inordinate amount of time about how the election was stolen from him and made people believe that voting didn't matter anymore because it was all fraudulent. And Mitch McConnell was just focused on trying to keep his majority. You know, they didn't serve those two candidates well. And those candidates deserved better than what they got. So let's knock it off and let's work together to get back the House and the Senate.
I know. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, we see it especially in sports. You don't love everyone in the locker room, but what's your goal? Did everybody in the Tampa Bay Bucks love each other? Have they, the Kansas City Chiefs, do they mean they speak from the same hymn sheet? They're all from different walks of life. The goal was to win. And it's so obvious. And in your workplace, people listening to us right now in their workplace, do you love your vice president? Do you love your supervisor? Probably not. But what do you want to do? You want to earn a living. You want to make your company better. You want to have a good, secure future. So you tolerate it. You learn to adapt. I don't know why politicians don't understand that. Meanwhile, if you want to talk about the power of Donald Trump, it is still there. Richard Burr of North Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana have been censured by their state parties. Activists are demanding similar action against Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Many of the 10 Republican House members who voted to impeach Trump are getting big backlash. So the power is still there, Governor Christie.
Well, let's remember something, too. One of the things that the Trump organization did very effectively during their time in the White House, and this was led, you know, by Bill Stepien, who was the political director and ultimately the president's campaign manager, who ran both of my campaigns for governor in New Jersey, was to make sure they had people at the state party leadership level and at the national committee who were going to be very loyal to Donald Trump. And I think a lot of what you're seeing here is a reflection of the groundwork that they laid. Now, the question is, what are we going to use that for? Are we going to use it for retribution, or are we going to use it against the Democrats in order to stop wrongheaded liberal policies? So my argument is not with, you know, whatever these folks at the state party level want to do, they have a right to do it, but what are they accomplishing? You know, who's the enemy here? If we're just going to have retribution by President Trump against those who didn't support him every time. And let's remember something. Let's look back at Cassidy's voting record, at the voting record of Toomey, the voting record of Susan Collins and others. They voted with the president 90+% of the time. So, you know, this is the problem. We cannot be a party of one person. We have to be a party of ideas and a party that stands up. And we're seeing right now, Brian, boy, with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and this Democratic Congress are going to do to this country in terms of spending, in terms of the liberal policies that they're going up and down on, that's what I'm focused on stopping. And let's stop worrying about whose feelings are hurt and who we have to get revenge against. And that's my biggest complaint with President Trump right now. He, from that statement yesterday, obviously seemed focused on revenge. He should be focused on trying to preserve his legacy, which is a good one. From a policy perspective, that's what we should be trying to do.
Absolutely. Our country's been affected already by these executive orders and the direction, and we don't even have an international crisis, which seems to happen, obviously. And we have dropped the ball on that because we're too busy fighting with each other and impeaching everybody. So, Governor, what role do you see yourself playing? You know Donald Trump. You've been very honest about your disappointment the way he's acted since November 3rd. You tried to help on January 6th. You could not get him on the phone. You also just said that what he accomplished and his report card in 4 years is a good one. What role do you see yourself playing?
Continuing to speak out about those things. Listen, what happened to the president after the election was he became obsessed with himself rather than with the country. And when he was focused on the country, many of the policies, if not most of the policies that he pursued, were good for America. We need to focus on that. So what I continue to try to be is a voice of honesty that says, yes, he made mistakes. Yes, of course he did. Nobody is perfect. He made mistakes, and those mistakes were personal ones. But the policies that he pursued for this country, in the main, were really, really positive for the country, built a great economy, made sure that we were more respected around the world, stood up for our interests around the world, and made sure that people were paying their fair share to the defense of the world. A lot of really positive, great things, the peace in the Middle East. We could go on and on, Brian. Those are the things we need to be fighting for. And if President Trump would work hard to, you know, buttress up his legacy rather than put together, you know, an enemies list that are made up of all Republicans, by the way, we got to get off of that.
I know, but will you call him?
Sure. Of course I will. And President and I have been friends for 20 years.
But he's mad at you now probably because you've been very critical of him.
Well, of course, but you know what, Brian? What I've learned over the years, over 20 years of friendship, is there. If you don't always say everything absolutely the way Donald Trump wants you to, he gets mad. But let's remember this. What did we read in the paper yesterday? That Brad Parscale was down there meeting with the president, right? So Brad Parscale was fired 6 months ago, right?
And Steve Bannon,
and
too.
And was right? All kinds of trouble. What I've learned about Donald Trump over these 20 years is that he gets angry, but he gets over it. And what he respects the most and why I've been able to maintain this friendship for 20 years is whether he likes it or not, he respects people who tell him the truth and stand up. And I've always been that type of person with him. I'm going to continue to be because, by the way, that's what our party needs. That's what our country needs, Brian.
Governor Christie, not subtle. Is that you're not going to take that personal if I say that, right?
Let me tell you, I wear it as a badge of honor, Brian.
I know you do. Somebody else you know quite well, you call him Andrew. We call him Governor Cuomo, or the absolute monarch of our state, who has never done anything wrong. He asked himself every day. He asked himself his own question in his press conference. I don't know if you've noticed this, but you might want to try it. He asked himself, he does his whole press coverage asking himself questions that he wants to answer. And he never stumped. It's amazing. He is in the middle of his biggest scandal by far. He gets caught. His aide talking to other Democrats on a Zoom call said, we were frozen because we were concerned when those numbers got out, President Trump was going to accuse us of killing everyone in nursing homes. So here's what he said. Governor Cuomo says, okay, I'll be honest. This is my big mistake. Cut 18.
The void in information that we created started misinformation, disinformation, conspiracy theories, and now people have to hear that. And they don't know what is the truth. The truth is everybody did everything they could.
Good. Case closed. So glad we answered that. So the problem was he didn't tell anyone the truth. And that's the truth.
Listen, honesty is the best policy when you're in public office all the time, even though, you know, mistakes are made at times and things get difficult for you because you can't control everything that everybody who works for you does or you can't control everything. Right. So but it's always honesty is the best policy. And I think that what people need to learn in public life is that, you know, the public will be very forgiving if they feel like you're telling them the truth and you're squaring with them. And I'm going to be very interested to watch what happens now in the coming days, because I think that is absolutely – it's an absolute truth in public life, even though we seem to never learn it. It is an absolute truth, and I think it should govern everything. And let me tell you, same things are happening here in New Jersey, Brian, as you know. We had, you know, probably percentage-wise, as many nursing home deaths as they had in New York because we pursued the same policy. What we need is our public leaders to be smart, to learn from their mistakes, and to own up to those mistakes. And, you know, I think that's a truism that is a truism because it's what the people want.
Right. Nine New York Democrats are looking to nail Governor Cuomo with obstruction of justice in a letter seeking support to strip him of the COVID-19 emergency powers. We know it's a total Democratic state. Will they be successful? Do you see vulnerability here? He's refused to apologize.
Well, I think he's going to have some decisions to make, obviously. That's what I mean, in the next couple of weeks, about what he wants to do. I do think, though, that it's very easy for people in the legislature to throw shots at governors, because the people in the legislature generally don't have to make any decisions that they're ever held accountable for, Brian. So it's easy for them to take shots. What I'm looking at is, how do you react to a crisis? And that's the true measure of leadership, right? It's how you react to a crisis that people really judge you on. And so now, you know, the governor has a crisis. Now we're going to see how he reacts to it. And that's going to determine his future much more than nine Democrats in the legislature.
I would say so far not reacting strongly, and he's offended that people actually think he should apologize. Governor, thanks so much. Always great to talk to you. Look forward to you coming on and telling me you talked to the president, because if anyone could bring him and Mitch McConnell together, it might just be the former governor of New Jersey.
I'm going to do my best, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be with you anytime you ask. And remember, pitchers and catchers report today to Port St. Lucie. The Mets season begins.
Right. You're always about catchers, because you were a catcher in high school. You're always talking about catchers. Absolutely. All right. Governor Christie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, your calls, and then we got another special guest at the bottom of the hour. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Mike, room 4 is ready to go. Like now?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Kelly, room 2 needs to be...
Like at Dr. Moore's dermatology practice. To keep pace with new patients, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I just tried this wonderful, Catalicious Dynavite for cats. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DinoVite.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out, because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A postal service worker in Chicago who saved an elderly woman makes today's Dean's List. Shonda Lemon, who has worked as a mail carrier with the USPS for 8 years, says she often says hello and has conversations with 89-year-old Helen Owonski, a customer she's delivered mail to for the last 4 years. Shonda says she had a feeling something was wrong after she noticed that Helen had not picked up her mail for 3 straight days. She knew Helen lived alone and didn't have children, and hadn't traveled in years, so Shonda decided to call the police to do a wellness check. Police came to the woman's home within 5 minutes and found Helen on the ground. She had fallen and had been lying on the floor for several days, but she was alive. Helen was brought to the hospital and is recovering, getting stronger every day. Her family is grateful for Shonda. Shonda says she's just doing what she does on a daily basis. Shonda Lemon, you are an angel here on earth, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Mayim Bialik. Bialik says it's a happy coincidence incorporating real passions into roles, like playing piano on Call Me Cat, and she was the neuroscientist on the cast of The Big Bang Theory.
It is definitely more in my wheelhouse, especially being, you know, what's called a character actress or a non-leading lady, you know, on first glance kind of actress. It's very special, you know, to be able to bring a lot of eccentricity to these characters.
Mayim was on Blossom as a teenager, then left the industry for 12 years pursuing science.
I got my undergrad degree in neuroscience and Hebrew and Jewish studies, and then I went on to a doctoral program. It's not that I've tried to do everything at the same time, but I definitely think that there's a tremendous amount of merit to not being locked into what others expect of you.
And combining entertainment with STEM, she's the editor of DC Comics Flashback.
There's chapters on virtual reality and climate change and all sorts of things that touch our world and are part of the natural world that we're hoping to encourage young people to engage with.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Is there anything that you personally apologize for in this whole process?
Apologize? Look, I have said repeatedly, we made a mistake in creating the void. When we didn't provide information, it allowed press, people, cynics, politicians to fill the void.
Unbelievable. That I had the answers. I just left the void out. Among the people that don't want to tolerate this, this is New York State Assemblyman Democrat Ron Kim, Cut 22.
It took us almost 2 months before the governor decided to change. In fact, in a month later, at a press conference, he said he didn't know about it. He lied, just like
That's
he's
right.
lying right now to today's press conference about sending notices to the Assembly and Senate that we knew about the Department of Justice investigation. Right. We were not informed. We were not told there was an investigation.
You make
in
a great point.
Rob, real quick on the Fox News Radio app. Rob, you're not buying this, are you?
Not at all. I'm here now.
Go ahead.
No, not at all. Because if he wasn't guilty, he would have deleted the executive order that he had put online about putting those people in nursing homes. It's gone from the website. Nobody asked him that, though.
But when people ask him, you know what he says? I was going by federal guidelines. That's what Donald Trump's administration told him to do, which is not true either.
Then why delete the executive order?
Of course.
I mean, think about it. I just said to your the guy answering the phones,
Peter.
They tried to lock up Governor Christie for shutting a few lanes on the highway, and he's got to go to jail 20 years. But Cuomo can delete executive orders, cover this up, hide, and these people give him softball questions all day long.
It's amazing. So he asked himself his own questions. It's fascinating. Thanks, Rob. We're not buying it. And Democrats, 9 separate Democrats, they're not buying it either.
Fox News Podcasts Network. It's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Aisha Hines, a.k.a. Hen, on Fox's 911. Hines says playing a firefighter on TV brings insight into those who do this job.
It's of great value to sort of remember that while our heroes are heroes, they are still, you know, human beings that deserve our careful attention and consideration.
Audiences will see more of Hen's family life, too, as a mother and with her own mother.
Now they have two young children, and then Hen's mom shows up in town. And so what you get to see is sort of Hen in between these two generations.
Hines says exploring these aspects of life is a great way to get to know these characters better.
How family dimensions and dynamics can sort of speak to your work and how the psychology of how you approach things, you know, how those things are formed. I love that we get to do that because I think it gives our audiences an even closer connection to these characters.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A coffee shop on Long Island spreading kindness to their customers makes today's Dean's List. The owner of Muni's Coffee Joint in Lindenhurst, Alice Bopp, encouraged her customers to buy a cup of coffee for other customers and leave the order on a post-it note on a featured bulletin board in the shop. Alice says a customer saw the idea on social media and shows how much a stranger can help someone's day. To give a little cheerful, positive word in such a down moment, she says. We're going through this all year. The coffee shop has gone through more than 500 post-it notes, and through Venmo, she has received money from people all over the country, including New Jersey, Connecticut, and Minnesota. And the messages are amazing. People are saying, we are far away, but we want to contribute. We want to be part of this positive feeling. To all the strangers who bought coffee for others using the post-it notes, you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texas is blessed with multiple sources of energy, such as natural gas and oil and nuclear, as well as solar and wind. But you saw from what Trace said, and that is our wind and our solar got shut down, and they were collectively more than 10% of our power grid. And that thrust Texas into a situation where it was lacking power in a statewide basis, that was power that was spread out by that ERCOT organization that you were talking about. As a result, it just shows that fossil fuel is necessary for the state of Texas as well as other states to make sure that we will be able to heat our homes in the wintertime and cool our homes in the summertime.
Almost the entire state of Texas, a frozen tundra, maybe the first time in many people's lifetime, maybe mine. And they're going through tough times now, and a lot of people are losing electricity, obviously losing heat. Joining us now to discuss that is Texan. He's in charge of the Texas GOP right now. But he's a proud Texan, but he's actually a cold Texan, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Colonel, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Brian, and thanks for talking about this very important issue for us here in Texas.
Do you have heat? Do you have electricity?
Yeah, fortunately, I've been one of those that does have never lost power, but our youngest daughter, who lives down in South Dallas, she's also about 6 months pregnant. She has not had heat since Monday morning, so we brought her back into our house up here. And I have a cousin down in San Antonio who does not have heat. He's got two young girls, and he was trying to find a hotel last night, and I haven't heard from him, probably because his phone is dead, but all the hotels are booked up and everything. This is a serious issue, and everyone saw this coming. So I don't understand why we are in this situation. And very interesting to me is that the last week, Governor Abbott received a Wind Energy Leadership Award from a lobbyist group, Tri Global Energy. So we knew that this weather was coming. We know that we have had in the last, I'd say, 4 years, a tripling of wind energy distribution here in Texas to the point of now is 23 to 25% of our energy distribution. And we did not have a backup. And as well as this ERCOT, you know, they failed and bungled in not being able to switch over to other sources, oil, coal, gas. I mean, Texas has an abundance of these resources, so we should not be in this position.
So what is the problem? They say natural gas is the issue. Getting it through the pipes is the issue, as well as there's too much green technology. Too much is dependent on wind, and they're frozen, these turbines?
The wind turbine's frozen. That's one thing. And like I said, we have increased our wind energy dependence. Texas is the largest, producer of wind energy, but we cannot have ourselves, to the point of 23 to 25% relying on this wind energy, and we see what has happened now. And the other thing is that you have had some state legislators, my state senator, Bob Hall, and another, Tony Tenderholt, state representative, who have been talking about infrastructure improvements to our electric grid. Texas is on its own electric grid, but they keep getting stonewalled. And if you think about since 2006, Texas has given $19 billion of subsidies to wind energy companies. That money could have been used to make sure that we had a stronger grid system and we did not have any problems or issues with pushing more natural gas through the system.
This guy Alec Epstein was on last night. I want you to hear this soundbite. He's with the Center for Industrial Progress. He talks about the same feel you feel, the outrage that people in Texas are dealing with this. Cut 32.
Everyone should be outraged, and they really need to think this is 2021. We know how to have reliable electricity in cold conditions and snowstorms. People around the world do it with much worse conditions than Texas has. So we have to ask, what's happening? Why is this happening in Texas, but also in my home state of California? Why do we have trouble with reliability? Why are people around the country having shortages? And the reason is that policy has shifted toward valuing reliability to not valuing reliability, because it's been trying to foist us with a lot of solar and wind. That's the bottom line in Texas. That's the bottom line ever. It's not that the wind turbine's frozen. That's the problem. The problem is that reliability has been punished and unreliability has been rewarded for decades.
You want to dispute that?
No, he's absolutely right. And to the tune of $19 billion of subsidies have gone to an unreliable source, and that's the wind energy. So he is absolutely right. And so I think that we need to go back and you know, I understand diversification of our energy portfolio, but you have to be focused on the sources and the resources that are dependable, reliable, and available. And that is not what we get from these renewable sources at this time. Maybe in the future, yes, but for right now, Texas, with this abundance, coal, natural gas, oil, and, you know, maybe we should look at having one or two nuclear plants that could be built here and talk about economic growth, opportunity, and production to help us out. But there's no reason why anyone in the state of Texas should be without power. And we're talking about since Monday morning, 1 or 2 a.m., mm-hmm. people have been without power. And now, from what I understand, you've got cities now that are without running water. That should not be happening in the United States of America in 2021.
I mean, you really got to find out so this doesn't happen again, because if you do get hit, you got to be ready. Any leader who wants to be governor there has to solve this. So I want to bring you to something totally different, and it's a study that came out of Harvard that you wrote about. It's a Harvard study that says that reparations would have reduced COVID-19 deaths in the black community if the federal government had just written a check to the black community for slavery. You say absolutely not. It's the exact wrong message. How do you take on this study?
Well, that's absurd, Brian. I mean, I've had six COVID tests, and all of them have been negative. The thing that has most adversely affected the black community is that when you talk about those comorbidities that have really, with COVID, has increased that opportunity for death, those things are prevalent in the black community. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, the obesity issue, high blood pressure. So giving a person a check under some stupidity about their slavery, first and foremost, it is perpetuating this slave mentality, this soft bigotry of low expectations that continues to come from the left. But it doesn't treat the real issue, and that's a healthier lifestyle. And so 6 days out of the week, even though I have a heart pacemaker that was implanted in me in 2016, I'm still out there trying to work out. I'm still trying to eat right to make sure that I stay healthy and I'm not susceptible to things like COVID or any other virus or any other disease. So, again, this is about the whole slave mentality, the whole victimization of the black community and trying to use COVID as a means by which we talk about reparations. It's offensive, really, and it's condescending coming from these, you know, white liberal elitists from Harvard and other places.
So it is a slave mentality that where you said by accepting that check and saying reparations would have solved it, it's the wrong mentality. What do you mean by that?
It's the wrong mentality because, okay, in 2021, okay, I was born 60 years ago in a blacks-only hospital. I'm not a slave. I'm not a victim. You know, white America does not owe me anything. What I have had in the United States of America was a quality of opportunity to become a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, command a battalion in combat, to be a member of the United States House of Representatives, and now be the chairman of the largest state Republican Party in the country. That did not come because someone gave me a reparations check. It came because of the opportunities that this country affords me, and that's what my parents taught me. And so I don't buy into this novel idea that we have to continue to perpetuate this slave mentality in this country. And that's why I hate this 1619 project that talks about America was established when the first slave ship arrived. That completely negates the history of this country, and it completely negates Crispus Attucks, the black man who was killed at the Boston Massacre, standing up for the freedom and liberties of this country before we even became a country.
People forget that. So I want to ask you, since it's Black History Month, these documentaries are out talking about life in America in 1910 when they said, you know, you're going to live here and you're not going to vote and there are going to be intimidations and you got to sit in the back of buses. You'll not be able to go into this restaurant. You'll not be able to sit at the counter. Would Colonel West, if you were born in 1910, would you be fighting against that? Or how would you approach that when these blatant signs of racism were there, especially in the South, mostly perpetuated by Democratic lawmakers?
Yeah, that's the first thing we need to understand. That's the history of the Democrat Party. They're the ones that have been the purveyors of systemic racism. But the other thing is, I would just recommend to everyone that is listening to your show right now, pick up the book, Up From Slavery, by Booker T. Washington. and read that book, because that's why he's my ideological mentor. A young man born into slavery, when he became free, he only wanted one thing, a good quality education. He pretty much so walked from present-day West Virginia over to Hampton, Virginia, to get that education. And when he was given the mission, the task, to establish the first institution of higher learning for blacks in the South, Tuskegee Institute, now Tuskegee University, he accepted that. And Tuskegee University still stands today. That's who gave us Tuskegee Airmen. And so what he talked about was education, entrepreneurship, and self-reliance. Those are conservative values. And so that's how I would have sought to live my life back then, following the mantra and the model of Booker T. Washington. And I think there's a lot that we can learn from that. So everyone needs to read Up From Slavery before Black History Month is over. And really, you should read it every month of the year.
Yeah, I know. It's fantastic. And I know we discussed this before in the show. But it was, okay, this is the way it is. This is how I'm going to overcome it. This is my vision. I'm going to have an education. He slept in between cracks in the sidewalk to get shelter,
yes,
in order to show up every day and ask this school to accept him in. And he would not. He was in the coal mines. He was determined to have a better life than that. He remembers soldiers walking into his house saying, "You're now free." So mm-hmm. He was a slave. He got his freedom. Then they thought, uh-oh, where do I go from here? This is all I've known. Then they walked back into the house and go, "Can I still stay?" To the white plantation owners. And then later they make their way up north. They'd all find different jobs. And one of the jobs that he chose to take was this one, this older woman, and nobody wanted to work for her. But he said, "I'll work for her," even though she was a taskmaster. She taught him to clean and be conscientious, and they just really respected each other. But what he learned from her when he actually went to that school to try to impress them, they needed to get in, is they said, "Okay, go clean that classroom and clean the other classroom." And he learned to clean so well from the woman mm-hmm. that hired him, this taskmaster, that she was able to use that. They said, "Who helped you?" "Nobody helped me." Then they realized this kid's for real, and that kid ended up getting the recommendation when he became a teacher, sent for his brother, to go to Tuskegee to take over that school. But when he got there, it was just one room. There was no school. He had to build it, raise money from nothing, from white people. He was knocking on doors raising money.
And so did Booker T. Washington ask for a reparation check?
Nope.
That's my point. That's the lesson of this story. And that's why all of these, you know, Black Lives Matter and this whole thing about this white scale, whiteness scale that now white people are supposed to evaluate themselves on, that's being taught up there in New York and probably will get to other places. This is foolishness. And so, again, we need to read that book, Up From Slavery. And what you just, you know, quickly gave a summary of, that's an American story. That's not a black story, white story, Hispanic or Asian. That's an American story. And that's what we need to elevate, not just, like I said, in this month, but every month.
So keep in mind, when he lived, too, is that one of his goals was to have a president of the United States speak at his commencement address or speak at his college. And he was determined to do it. And when he finally got into William McKinley, he told him, "Listen, this is going to help you politically, too. Come down and speak to my school." He accomplished almost every goal. But there's a lot of people who don't want Booker T. Washington's life out there. They don't want this book known. That's not the person they subscribe to, which is unbelievable to me. One of the most finest Americans ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that it's that W.E.B. Du Bois mantra that people would rather be followed. And, of course, if you go back, many people denigrate and demean Booker T. Washington. You know, that's where the whole Uncle Tom thing came about, and sellout and all of these other things, because he talked about bettering yourself, making yourself productive so that people could come to you and they would want your talent. They would want your skills, not just sit out and be a radical and complain and you know, protest all the time. Show your value within your community and so that other communities would want to be a part of it. And that's why you saw such incredible success early on with black entrepreneurship. You think about, you know, Little Black Wall Street out in Tulsa. You think about where I grew up in Atlanta, Sweet Auburn, and all the small businesses that were there. Citizens Trust Bank, a black-owned bank when I grew up, and some of the other things. And what has happened now, a lot of those things have been lost because all of a sudden we got told that we were we were victims. And now we need reparation checks, and that would have helped us to get over COVID. So that strong message is what the message should be in the black community, not just, like I say, in a Black History Month, but every single month. But yet, what do we see happen? Black Lives Matter are the ones that are being talked about in right. in the black community. And what does Marxism have to do with the black community?
Nothing. Should be nothing. But my last point to this, the takeaway, is even though racism was rampant and people grew up thinking that blacks were less than whites genetically or whatever they thought in that society, he wouldn't hear of it. And in the Tuskegee school, you not only had to go to school, you had to learn a skill. And one thing he decided to do is get a kiln. And he made bricks. And he made the best bricks around. And then instead of buying the bricks, he sold the bricks. And all of a sudden, the Tuskegee school became valuable. They built carriages. They said, hey, guys, you want to use this carriage to bring your stuff around? We're donating it from the school. He changed minds by actions. And I was just in awe of that book. So it's Up From Slavery. If everyone wants to read it, it's a must read. Colonel West, thanks so much. Do the best you can. Stay warm. Hope this ends soon for you guys in Texas.
We're praying so. Thank you, Brian.
I'll get it. Back in a moment with your calls.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
I'll be right there. We got to redo the whole thing.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We finish these today.
Like at Phil's Machine Shop. To keep carving out more revenue, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to colorectal cancer, screening is key. We know that colorectal cancer is survivable in 90% of cases when detected early. Today, about 1 in 3 adults over 50 don't get the recommended testing. Colorectal cancer is still the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Take control of your health and talk to your doctor about which screening options may be right for you. Visit standuptocancer.org/coloncancer to learn more. Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. For people without health insurance, there's a low-cost option for routine care, an online marketplace where a high-priced MRI can become affordable. David Goldhill is CEO of Sesame, which operates in several cities as well as through telemedicine.
If you're willing to pay upfront and directly, are looking at somewhere between $275 and $450. For telemedicine appointments, which you'll often see priced as little as $25 or $35.
Patients get the price before seeing the doctor. Radiologist Kirsten Dickerson says that's helpful for doctors.
You know, this is money the same week, not, you know, 6 to 8 weeks down the line like with the, you know, the traditional insurers.
Goldhill says a service like Sesame is not just for the uninsured.
Most of our customers actually do have coverage, just the deductibles are so high.
While Sesame vets the doctors on its site, patients can decide if a provider is a good fit for them. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
House Call for Health. A new study reveals Americans aren't eating enough fruits and veggies. According to a 2015 to 2018 survey, 95% of adults consumed veggies on any given day, but only about 67% consumed fruit. That amount for the fruit is down from 20 years ago when 77% of Americans said they had fruit each day. The research shows a higher percentage of women ate fruits and starchy vegetables compared to men. Consumption of fruits and vegetables also increased with income. Doctors say obtaining the recommended amount of fruits and veggies improves overall health and reduces the risk of chronic disease. The federal government's dietary guidelines for Americans call for adults to eat about 2 to 3 cups of vegetables per day. As for 100% fruit juice, about 31% said they drank some any given day. The National Center for Health Statistics published the findings. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-600-GOLD to secure your retirement.
All right, so here we go. More to know stories, not necessarily in the headlines. This is great news. Five-year-old girl. Remember that young girl that was hit by Britt Reed, coach with the Chiefs, now ex-coach? She has woken up after 2 weeks in a coma. She was hit by Britt Reed inadvertently, obviously. Evidently, he told the cops he had 3 drinks and he was on Adderall. Hopefully she has a quick recovery. Next, former Chargers quarterback Ryan Leaf slams the league after the death of Vincent Jackson. The NFL doesn't care, he said. Let's listen.
My NFL brothers continue to die. Nobody's doing anything about it. I talked to another brother. He spent the weekend in a psych ward. The NFL just doesn't care. They'll write condolence letters and like that. But if they were invested, they'd actually put some money behind the Legends community and into the mental health and substance abuse side of it. Once you're bad for the brand, the shield, they could give two. They don't get how.
All right, well, we'll see about that. There is some money aside. Of course, he's one of the biggest busts in the history of the NFL. He was drafted in the same draft as Peyton Manning, and he failed miserably. Next, Britney Spears' one-time songwriter says the pop star is treated like a toddler who has no rights with the conservatorship. Claude Kelly is 40. He's the guy that we're talking about. So that big documentary came out. The New York Times put it out. Another one's coming out. She deserves control of her money. Come on. Next. Bachelor host Chris Harrison's Crest ads being reconsidered by the company. You know, he had some problems. So he's now off that show, hosting Bachelor, Bachelorette for at least one season. And now because he's advertising Crest, all because he made a statement of wokeism is taking over the world. It's not like 2018. What was good in 2018 is no longer good in 2020. I don't think he made a big error, but he's paying a huge price for it. Where is the network standing by him? Guy does a great job, lives an exemplary life. It's unbelievable how everyone's just waiting on everybody to get canceled. He also moved to Texas because he was tired of a lot of this Hollywood stuff, reportedly. I'm Brian Kilmeade. That's More to Know. Hope you liked it. Keep it here.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321321. Offer is not available in stores, so text POWER to 321321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321321. That's POWER to 321321.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon.
but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Any possible future talks with Iran will not include any sanctions relief.
The U.S. says it's ready to talk to Iran about returning to a 2015 nuclear deal, but the White House says there is no plan to take additional steps on Iran in advance of having a diplomatic conversation. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says no sanctions will be eased or other steps taken before possible talks with Iran and major powers. Nearly 3 years ago, then-President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Iran deal. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Biden's nominee for Attorney General says the Justice Department must ensure laws are fairly and faithfully enforced while reaffirming an adherence to policies to protect the department's political independence. Judge Merrick Garland set to appear Monday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. In prepared remarks released on Saturday, Garland says the Attorney General must act as a lawyer for the people of the United States and not for the president. Two more Missouri residents have been charged in last month's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
The FBI says 31-year-old Zachary John Wilson was taken into custody without incident Friday in his hometown of Springfield on federal charges of knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building. His arrest came on the same day that 28-year-old Nicholas Burton Raimler of Cedar Hill made his initial court appearance on misdemeanor federal charges of violent entry or disorderly conduct and entry into a restricted building or grounds. They're among at least seven Missouri residents who have been charged in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A military parachutist who dropped into high-voltage power lines in southern Arizona had to dangle for several hours before he could be rescued. Firefighters had to arrange to have the lines de-energized before crews could use a ladder truck to rescue the chutist on Friday. The jump went awry south of Arizona City near a small private airport. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A Moscow court has rejected Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's appeal against his prison sentence. For the latest, we turn to Sarah Bassett with this report.
Navalny is an anti-corruption crusader and President Vladimir Putin's most vocal critic. He had been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison for violating terms of his probation while recuperating in Germany from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, which Russian authorities reject. Navalny's lawyers spoke to reporters after the verdict. Of course, we will appeal further in a cassation court. The sentence stems from a 2014 embezzlement conviction that Navalny says is fabricated and the European Court of Human Rights has ruled to be unlawful. His imprisonment has fueled a huge wave of protests across Russia. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The coronavirus's heavy toll on the restaurant industry has produced a glut of used equipment.
The COVID-19 pandemic has forced tens of thousands of restaurants to permanently shut their doors as dining restrictions keep customers away. But it has also been a boon for commercial auctioneers that buy used equipment and sell them to restaurants that manage to stay afloat, particularly ones that have expanded their takeout business and are eager to snatch up supplies at bargain prices. Restaurants are shutting down and need to quickly sell their equipment before the next rent check is due. Patrick Foss reporting.
Some of America's best-known food companies are beginning to sell directly to consumers, either via product-dedicated websites or on familiar e-commerce retail platforms. PepsiCo, General Mills, Kellogg's, Kraft Heinz, among the companies which see online selling as a way to gather more data about individual customers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Shortly, Geraldo Rivera will be with us at the bottom of the hour, Karl Rove. A lot to discuss, a G7 done virtual, Joe Biden's first as president, and of course the first virtual in the history. A lot on the line. Everyone's talking about the Iranian deal that's going to be back in play and how America no longer is going to be first. Isn't that a great feeling? He's going to make sure people know that. Great. Fantastic. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
He continued to yell and let me know that I haven't seen his wrath and his anger. It was all just part of a ploy in retrospect, and in order to pressure me and scare me into issuing a statement.
Yeah, and that is Ron Kim, a Democrat from the Queens area of Long Island, of New York, talking about the governor, a fellow Democrat. Impeach Cuomo, the new battle cry in New York, as the Emmy Award-winning, self-congratulating governor tries to bully his way out of controversy, and it blows up in his face. Is this a pothole in his political career or the beginning of the end for the Trump nemesis?
Number two.
We have an agency called ERCOT that runs our grid. They dropped the ball. It all goes back to our governor, Greg Abbott. The buck stops with him.
Wow, Texas. The lights are starting to come back on in much of Texas, but many residents are still in an extremely dire situation. A quarter of the state under a boil water order, but the problem is a lot of them don't have any water. As if this wasn't enough, changes are to remain in Mexico policy are creating chaos at the border. Everyone sitting there waiting to get in can now come into our country in the middle of a pandemic. Asylum seekers, come one, come all. Plus, the Ted Cruz situation.
Number one.
The inner squabbles are really less helpful. The reality is, you look at Mitch McConnell and the president, they accomplished an enormous amount together. For them to work together would be much more constructive for the party moving forward.
Mark Shore, Chief of Staff, Vice President Pence, on reuniting the party. Donors and voters are forced to pick between Trump and McConnell. While the Republicans may be the losers and the Dems are simply loving it, what's going to bring these guys together? Joining us now, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, a lot to discuss. You ready?
I'm set, Brian. Take it away.
All right. First off, McConnell or Trump, where do you stand? You got to pick one, it seems. Disaster for Republicans.
I don't like that you have to pick one, but I must say that McConnell, there's been different McConnells. The McConnell who said that Donald Trump was primarily the person responsible for the mayhem and destruction and disorder that happened on January 6th. I like that, Mitch McConnell. I also think that to say at the next Mitch McConnell that there may be a role for Donald Trump to play in the Republican Party and American politics going forward, I think that is also fair. I mean, he was acquitted, you know, so there's no legal or constitutional impediment for the president to be the ex-president, the former president to be involved in politics. I think that I don't – my main bottom line is this. You know that I love the president in terms of the friend that he's been to me over the years. And I think he did a – he could have been the most successful one-term president in the history of the republic but for what happened following the contested election. But I don't – and I don't like what happened on January 6th, I think that it was really, in many ways, indefensible. But, you know, no one is irredeemable, certainly not someone like Donald Trump. He has a role to play. If people want to vote for him in 2024, they should be able to find.
Yeah, well, Mitch McConnell, it just didn't seem very savvy to say, I'm not going to vote to impeach. But President Trump, hey, criminal indictments, come one, come all. So Trump fires back in a two-page letter. Bottom line is donors and voters don't know where to go from here. Nikki Haley, who wrote a condemning article a few days ago about January 6th, said the president's been let us down, since wrote a column kind of reversing her, saying the press took her out of context, and then asked for a meeting with President Trump to meet Mike Pompeo, Tom Cotton, Marco Rubio. Say, you know, they show that's how to do it. I don't agree with everything the president does, but I see much more positives, and I want them on my side. Should Nikki Haley, why did Nikki Haley go full Liz Cheney, and is she right to try to get back in his good graces?
Well, you know, I admire consistency. I don't like what appears to be opportunism. Having said that, and I hate to be, on the other hand, but I like Nikki Haley. I think Nikki Haley did a great job as governor of South Carolina. I think that, I covered the Charleston massacre down there. I think she held that state together and broader. I think that she helped hold the country together following the massacre of those eight African American parishioners in the Mother Emanuel Church. I think that Trump could punish people that went after him. I think that, he's also another hander in the sense that I remember when he was embracing Nikki Haley, if his sole beef with her is that she thought that he did a horrible thing on January 6th, I think the president's got to get over himself too, Brian.
I do too. I think that somebody's got to talk to him big picture, win 2022, get back the House, try to keep those 20-plus seats that are up for grabs in 2022, and then see where you're at in 2024. But you can't do that without getting at least a little bit of the chamber back. I want to bring you to another person that I think you are very familiar with, and that's Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's been called a bully. We remember the Buffalo Project. Billions have been lost. No one's been held accountable except one a guy that he's called his basically a brother. I think he went to jail. We know about some of the controversies in his programs, but he's been walking on water until recently. Listen to Ron Kim describe a call he got from the governor on Saturday. It sounds like something that Al Pacino did in Godfather 1 and 2, cut 17. Excuse me, cut 18.
The first words that came out of his mouth was asking me if I were an honorable man. And he continued to yell and let me know that I haven't seen his wrath and his anger, that he can go out tomorrow and start telling the world about how bad of a person I am and pretty much ruin and finish my career and my livelihood. It was all just part of a ploy in retrospect and in order to pressure me and scare me into issuing a statement.
it's blown up in his face because he's got 14 to 18 other Democrats backing him up. There's a federal prosecutor looking into his nursing home situations, his decision in March to put infected seniors back into nursing homes, and left it there until the middle of May, and then was not candid and stiff-armed the Department of Justice about how many died. And it turns out his own attorney general said he was 50% underscoring it. It was over 15,000, not 8,000. This is true. Does he understand he's in trouble?
I do think that it's dawning on him. You know, I know the Cuomo family. You know, Mario Cuomo, the father of Andrew and Chris, was my favorite guest when I had my old Rivera Live show on CNBC. I think that, generally speaking, Andrew has done a good job of being governor. He's been elected three times. He wants to beat his father and get that fourth term. You know, he's a perennial presidential wannabe. But he got caught. You know, if indeed it's true that they intentionally underballed the number of people who died in New York nursing homes by 50% and covered it up because they didn't want the Trump administration to have a weapon to use against Andrew Cuomo, who was riding high. Remember in the early days, he wrote a book. You mentioned his Emmy. If they did that, then he's in serious trouble. I think that we know that nursing homes in New York, whether or not there's criminal responsibility, we know that there's a moral, imperative here. If indeed they had infected elderly and took them out of hospitals and forced the nursing home operators to accept them back in the facility where they could infect their other vulnerable, old lady in the bed next door. That's a terrible misjudgment that he has to cop to. And it would seem to me, Brian, that with that kind of body count, it would be extremely difficult for Andrew Cuomo to have a prosperous, future in the world of politics, certainly not national politics.
Wow, you're very kind. I thought Geraldo would have this black and white, especially with all these 14 Democrats who back Kim. Says we're deeply disturbed by the governor's attacks on our colleague, a fellow Democrat.
Yeah. Come on, there's bare knuckle politics in New York. You can't be thin skinned. Andrew Cuomo is a bully. He's always been a bully. You got to be a bully.
That's okay.
You can't, wimp out and say, oh, he yelled at me.
You got to be a bully to be a leader?
In New York, I think that's probably true. I don't want to generalize, but, it's a tough town. It's a tough state.
Alec Baldwin says, Cuomo, Alec Baldwin, my idol, remains my idol. Alec Baldwin says,
Alec Baldwin is your idol?
Yes. He says Cuomo should resign if he threatened... Yeah, I know. He should resign if he threatened the Democratic lawmaker. Alec Baldwin weighed in.
That's kind of whippy. And for Alec Baldwin, who beat up somebody because he took his parking place, I think he's hardly in a place of moral high ground when it comes to bullying.
Well, Amazon, other major stores are quiet. They still are selling Cuomo's book. By the way, you don't think it's one of the dumbest, craziest things ever to write a book about how to beat a pandemic in the middle of a pandemic and a surge was coming around the corner and he's releasing a book, doing a book tour, and we are number one until recently in deaths and cases? That is not nuts to you?
It is nuts, but what is the most telling fact is that he wrote the book thinking that he had done a great job, thinking that he had it beaten, and totally lacked the foresight to see that there was another wave coming despite the experts telling him there was another wave coming.
Right. First thing I would say, it's ultimately – I'd like leaders to say, ultimately it's my responsibility to have enough respirators, to have enough PPE. But I was hoping for more federal help as opposed to Donald Trump and the federal government have worked to let us down. I don't do pandemics. That's a classic line. Meanwhile, the cases in this country down 44% over the last 2 weeks, deaths down 39%, hospitalizations down 30%. Geraldo, why are we running from that good news?
I think you're exactly right. We are running from that good news. I believe that in a very short amount of time, this pandemic will be in America's rear view mirror.
My wife Erica pointed out, but what about the rest of the world and those people? Because they haven't gotten the vaccine, unlike Americans. They're going to reinfect us over and over. I think that you have to understand that millions of Americans have already had this disease. They've either been mildly symptomatic or asymptomatic. They're already immune. Tens of millions are already vaccinated. They're vaccinating 2 million a day now. I believe we have this thing beaten. As long as we stay the course, wear the damn mask for a little bit longer, keep your distance, wash your hands. I think that by summertime, this will be a bitter but memory. It'll be a memory in the past.
Right. I would just can't wait for Anthony Fauci to say the exact opposite tomorrow and then reverse himself the next day. Then I'll know I'm in the right country. And then soon we'll be able to flood the zone with get this whole world, every continent full of this vaccine. And then we'll be able to travel again. And this economy will begin to thrive again. Corrado, it's been great talking to you. Do you feel the same way?
I absolutely do, Brian. I totally endorse what you just said. In fact, you should run for governor of New York because you could stand up to the bully. He couldn't push you around.
Thank you. And I wouldn't bully people around. That's not how you lead. Why does Geraldo accept that? You would never be bullying people as governor. You would not do that.
I'm a street fighter. I have very thick skin. And, you push me, I push you back harder. That's
well, how about this? You make a phone call. Do you not think that phone call is going to get out? I mean, is this his first day in politics? You don't think this guy's got a microphone?
That's arrogance. If there's a microphone and you're talking,
yes, that's
going to be public.
Thank you. So we agree on that. I love the Geraldo. On my guest sheet, no last name. It's just Geraldo, like Pele. Like, how does that happen? How did you become just Geraldo?
I don't know, Brian. Just, if it has three syllables, that's more than enough for people.
Talk to you soon, Geraldo. Thank you.
All right, Brian.
You got it. Listen, when we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. I've not had a chance to talk to you since the passing of Rush Limbaugh. We'll talk about that when we get back and get your reflections on that. And you know what we're talking about. Even if you're around the country, I don't want to ever focus on one state too much, especially when Texas should be getting most of our focus, and I will. And I'm going to focus on that. But when this governor, who represents everything that Hollywood loves, and yet we knew the truth about what he wasn't doing and how ineffective and arrogant he is. He actually sits at his own press conference and asks himself his own questions, and no one called him out on that. And now it's coming out, thanks to the relentless pursuit for Janice Dean, not to get him, but to get justice for her in-laws. And he continues to say it's nothing but conspiracy theories. We'll play you some of that. And at the bottom of the hour, Karl Rove wrote a column on the McConnell-Trump feud, where he stands next. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total
testosterone. Nugenic Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenic Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenic Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog that saved her human after he suffered a stroke makes today's Dean's List. Brian Myers adopted a 6-year-old rescued German Shepherd named Sadie a few months ago from the Ramapo Bergen Animal Refuge in New Jersey. According to the shelter, Sadie had been surrendered by her previous owner when he moved. She was nervous around new people, especially men, but Brian felt a special bond with Sadie and decided to give her a new home. It turned out to be a life-saving decision. According to the shelter, Mr. Myers suffered a stroke while home alone. The sweet pooch kept him awake by licking his face and then dragged him across the room to his phone, which he was able to use to call for help. Brian says, "She's my hero. I love her to death, and I don't know what I would have done if she hadn't been there." Sadie, the superhero canine. You made the Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Stockpiling has become something of a national pastime during the coronavirus pandemic, but that behavior could cost you financially. Many Americans are overspending and tumbling into debt, according to LendingTree. And now consumers say they're spending double the amount they did during the pandemic spring wave. Financial experts advise shoppers to take a few steps to avoid overspending or getting into a financial hole. And you can start by making a budget. And the end of the year is the best time to start the process if you haven't already begun. And before you go out shopping for items, make sure you prepare a list as you head to the store. Don't get caught up buying items because they're scarce or other people are grabbing them off the shelves. Check what you already have on hand and stick to your list. Financial experts note that building or rebuilding your emergency fund shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of stockpiling. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. 1-866-408-7669. Karl Rove, in a matter of moments, will talk about the infighting in the Republican Party, where they should go from here, with the president speaking out after the passing of Rush Limbaugh. He came out and did a bunch of shows, did Fox and Friends, did Sean Hannity's show. I think he did a few other networks. So the president's coming out more, wrote a two-page letter condemning Mitch McConnell. It's just not helpful. The president's got to rally everybody together. Part of being a leader is looking past others. And if Mitch McConnell's going to come down on him, but go to the people you want to deal with. Steve Scalise went to visit him in Mar-a-Lago. And I think that's pretty cool. Let's go out to Eric, who's on WDBO. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian. I was fortunate enough to meet Rush Limbaugh twice in my life. Never been able to get through to his phone. 1-800-282-2882 will be forever embedded in so many memories in this country. The first time I met Rush was the day Bush 41 lost the election, Rush introduced him on the steps of a Madison, New Jersey courthouse, a very famous courthouse that's been in like four movies now. And then we were lucky enough to be on his show, which was a Thursday night in 1994. And he did, here's a little comedy about Rush. He did two shows on Thursday, so he didn't tape on Friday. So in between shows, he had my father-in-law and me. Everybody changed ties. They got different seats, so it looked different. But I lost a great friend. And I pulled over and cried. I really did. I pulled my truck over and I cried. And I feel so bad for Bo Snerdly. That you could hear it. That man's known Rush longer than he's known his own wife. I mean, this is Rush's third wife. I think, Catherine, they've been together like 50. Rush has been with Bo Snerdly for 30 years. My heart goes out to that man like you can't believe. And what are we going to do now, Brian? I still listen. I think that they'll keep his show on as long as people keep the dial tuned. We could listen to Best Of for a very long time. And just so you know, there's a lot of us that are so loyal to you, too, and I hope we get a lot of years. I'm the same age as you, 1964, right. So I hope we get a lot of years out of you, too, my friend.
Absolutely, and yeah. I think there's one thing to learn from him, too, the way even when he was he only had weeks, days left, his shows were great. Hey, this is my condition. This is what I'm going through. And meantime, let me tell you what's happening in the world. He ran through the tape, and he did it with great class, and never made it about him. He made it about the country.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
I just think they looked at the list of the companies that were most heavily shorted and decided to go for those.
It's so interesting that this all happened because of a Reddit forum. Also, it just shows the power of the internet nowadays. You know, it's interesting to look at both sides of the story, too. Obviously, the Redditors really benefited off of this, but the hedge funds, not so much.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums, and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender. America will get better.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Getting back to school.
Catholic schools have been struggling throughout the pandemic as a weak economy weighed on parents' ability to pay private tuition. But some schools, especially those that have made in-person learning work, have seen a pop in enrollment. In Queens and Brooklyn, the pandemic has been a shot in the arm. There, enrollments are up 39%. And in Boston, the diocese there saying enrollment is 15% higher. But even at schools that have seen enrollment gains, like Maria Regina in Hartsdale, New York, managing through the pandemic has not been easy. President Anna Pera.
I think all schools are seeing an impact because we've had to implement all these new protocols, which is an additional expense that was not in our budget.
In fact, according to the National Catholic Educational Association, Catholic school closures are 50% higher this year than last, equal to about 2% of the 6,100 Catholic schools running in 2019. In short, against all odds, some Catholic schools seem to be not only surviving, but thriving amid tough times. Getting back to school, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is the problem. We cannot be a party of one person. We have to be a party of ideas and a party that stands up. And we're seeing right now, Brian, boy, what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and this Democratic Congress are going to do to this country in terms of spending, in terms of the liberal policies that they're going up and down on. That's what I'm focused on stopping. And let's stop worrying about whose feelings are hurt and who we have to get revenge against. And that's my biggest complaint with President Trump right now.
That was Governor Chris Christie on our show a couple of days ago, and I think he nailed it. That's exactly how I feel. I don't really care who's right. I think there's a lot of things going on in this country that really got people scared and concerned wherever you go, and not just because their party's winning or losing. This stuff is going on. You're taking Lincoln and Washington off schools. You're changing our educational system. You are changing our immigration system about who's coming here in the middle of a pandemic, getting rid of the Remain in Mexico policy, the $1.9 trillion, while cases have decreased 76% in the last 6 weeks. This doesn't concern you. That should be the goal. When you have a common enemy and objective, that should unite people, not divide them. But right now, it's the McConnell camp against the Trump camp, and maybe there's subdivisions below. Carl Rove wrote about this in the Wall Street Journal and joins us now. Hey, Carl.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, I imagine that Governor Christie echoes how you feel.
Yeah, I do. We've got to make this an election about ideas, and positive ideas as well as oppositional ideas. We can't simply be opposed to everything that the Biden administration does and hope to win. We've got to project a positive image of what we would do. I've actually taken, I'm sort of an amateur historian like you. Actually, you're a professional historian, I should say. But we did this in 1966. We got wiped out in 1964, and the Republicans in Congress made a special effort in the run-up to the 1966 elections to make it about positive ideas, like an all-volunteer military, and like turning the tax code into an engine of economic growth by cutting capital gains taxes, by focusing on how we could spread prosperity to poor communities, black, brown, and rural. And it worked. And we got to approach it the same way.
You do. And President Trump helped redefine the party. Number one, you made real gains again in the Hispanic community after decreases. And some in the black community, much more needs to be done. But you are a blue-collar party now. And the perception of Republicans being the party of the rich, I mean, with these corporations walking away from Republicans publicly And with them rallying to Biden, they're helping sell that story. Is that a story you would like to sell?
Yeah, look, these trends have been in train for a while. There's an interesting study by two Johns Hopkins political scientists, not exactly people of the center right. And what they said, they make an interesting observation. Read the technical language, but what pops out is the movement of working class blue collar Americans away from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party has been underway for a number of years because the increasing dissonance between the values of those people, the blue collar working class Americans, and the elites of the Democratic Party. Trump was the beneficiary of that, not the originator or the author. The authors were people in the Democratic Party who started sounding and looking like exactly what they were, elites out of touch with the middle of the country. So the point of these two Johns Hopkins political scientists and sociologists is Trump disappearing from the scene as president is not going to make this problem go away. In fact, we're seeing – you mentioned it. Think about this. You're somebody living in the middle of the country in the San Francisco school board says we're not going to have a school named after Washington or Jefferson or, in my case, William McKinley, a war hero who fought to free the slaves because they were all, you know, they're all racist. I mean, they're just ridiculous. Those kind of moves by the Democratic Party are alienated from working class America, and we've got to show that we stand for traditional values and for an economic program that will give them the greatest opportunity for a prosperous life and a better future for their kids.
Yeah, and I think that's easy to do, and you don't have to really sell it. I think people are naturally outraged by it. In Chicago, same thing. They're having a commission put together to decide what statue should stay of Jefferson, Washington, and Lincoln. Really? I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry if they don't live up to your standards, but we would have no country without them, but I don't want to get into that. Nikki Haley was very aggressive on the president. He says, we have to be honest. I'm paraphrasing. He let us all down on January 6th. She has since tried to walk it back in a column and reportedly reached out to former President Trump on Wednesday to request a sit-down, but a source familiar tells Politico that he turned her down. This is the type of things I think Nikki Haley's got so many positive attributes, positive qualities going for her, along with what way to work with President Trump was very different than her. Is she trying to save her presidential opportunities? And can you have presidential and legitimate presidential hopes and alienate the president, the former president?
Well, we don't know the answer to the latter question, but the point is don't go out of your way to alienate him. But on the other hand, don't put yourself in a place where the people who surround the president, who are a bunch of small people, do the thing that they did, which is she reached out to the president, and rather than simply say not now, they went and leaked it to the press. So there's a lesson for everybody. Do not deal with the president directly unless you're willing to be poured out on the front pages of the newspaper by some anonymous leaker around the president trying to make President Trump look bigger by making everybody else look smaller. And look, the president's attack on – look, everybody is entitled to their opinion about what happened on January 6th. I, for one, believe that it was a terrible mistake on his part to tell that crowd to go to the Capitol and show strength and to excoriate his vice president for not doing his job. I mean, to suggest that the vice president of the United States has the unilateral authority to determine who – states electors are is a disaster and unconstitutional and makes our country not a democratic republic, but a monarchy or an authoritarian regime. Would we like Al Gore to have had the final opinion in 2001 on who the delegates, the electors were from Florida? Or would they like to Joe Biden to be able to unilaterally decide who the electors were from Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in 2017? No. But I do think the president, his biggest mistake was taking 27 hours before he condemned the violence. Yeah, he went out after the rampage through the Capitol and said, I love you. You're special people. Now go home. But he should have been deeply condemning the violence as it went on. But having said that, and unless he's going to show, say, look, I made a mistake, we know what he's going to do, which is attack anybody who disagrees with him. But it's a mistake on his part. And this week he made a big mistake. He attacked Senator McConnell for having – first, remember, McConnell voted to acquit him. But then he turned around and said he felt the president was morally, practically responsible for what happened. And that's his opinion, and he made it on Saturday. Tuesday, the president launches a terrific attack on him, 600 words of invective, somebody went to the thesaurus and found out all, you know, what slurs could they use, and it was terrible. And he suggested that McConnell be replaced. Well, that ain't going to happen. The Republicans in the Senate are not going to replace Mitch McConnell, who led them to success and led the president's agenda to success, and in essence created the issue on which he won the 2016 election, namely who's going to fill the Scalia vacancy on the Supreme Court, Hillary Clinton or Donald J. Trump. They're not going to replace him and put a Trump toady in his place. And as a result, the end of this will be two things. We look like we're at war with each other, which we sort of are, but no need to talk about it deeply. And second of all, it's also going to make the president look weak because he demanded that the Senate replace McConnell, and they ain't replacing McConnell. So right. The president would be better at letting these things be a one-day story rather than, you know, 3 days after McConnell says something, resurrecting it and making it another 3 or 4 or 5 day story. Guess what is going to be the topic on the Sunday morning talks? I bet you almost every one of them in some way, shape, or form talks about the civil war among Republicans based on the president's Tuesday statement.
I'm with you, Carl. I just thought Mitch McConnell's speech was totally unnecessary. You know, what you said, no one's really going to challenge you. About the January 6th, but you can't be responsible for every speech you make if someone misinterprets it and tries to use violence. So that's the issue. But for Mitch McConnell to take 20 minutes and just blister President Trump and invite some type of some legal jeopardy now that he's a civilian, I thought was over the top. Would you agree with that? That benefited no one.
Well, I'm not certain I agree with that. I think people are entitled to explain to their constituents back home why they did what they did.
So go home and do it. Go grab a pledge dirt and go do it.
Well, he did it rather than spending 7 or 8 or 9 days tramping through from East Kentucky to West Kentucky, he did it in a 20-minute speech on the floor of the Senate at the conclusion of the impeachment proceedings. That was appropriate. And you can agree or disagree with what he said. That's fine. But you know, I think the president made a mistake by taking until Tuesday to respond and then spending 600 words trashing McConnell and slurring his reputation, slandering his wife, who served in the president's cabinet on a completely phony deal, and then suggesting that one of the great leaders of the Senate since it began in 1789 is somehow an idiot who, as he said, has never had it, never will, never can get it done. I mean, that's just not based in reality. You can say a lot of things about Mitch McConnell, but you cannot say that he has not been a strong and effective leader, most impressively on behalf of the president's agenda, from conservative judges to every piece of the legislative agenda that the president put forward, he got through. So, you know, he's entitled to say what he says. Sometimes the president needs to step above. Do you think Bush or Reagan liked it when people were critical of them? Or both Bushes? No. But you'll see something run. Reagan, 41 and 43, did not take their fellow Republicans to task when they disagreed. I remember a congressman from Indiana getting up and attacking President Bush on Medicare Prescription Part D, which passed the Congress and signed into law, and No Child Left Behind, and explaining why he was voting against both of them because he disagreed with the president. His name was Mike Pence. And there was no reason for the president of the United States to go and attack the guy who just attacked him and his ideas.
I want to talk about Texas, Carl, but I don't know if you've met President Trump. He does things differently, positive and negative.
Look, as I said in my column, that was, in essence, quintessential Trump. He shouldn't have done it, but he's going to do it again because that's his M.O. I'm just saying it's not good for him and not good for his party.
Right, because he's still a factor. You could dismiss him you want. You could be Jeff Flake and – and you could pretend as if he's going away, but he's or Ben Sasse. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, he's going to be picking candidates in the 2022 primaries and supporting them, and that's fine. But let's see if he does it in a constructive way by spending more time talking about why he's for somebody rather than doing what he did in Georgia and talking about himself or talking about why he's against somebody else.
So I want to talk to you about Texas and what's going on there. And power's restored to some of the homes yesterday and today, but the winter is still putting people through all types of strife. 325,000 homes and businesses without power still, down from 3 million a day earlier. They left more than 320,000 businesses. Also in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, 70,000 power outages persisted. What are you experiencing? And is Texas beginning to come back? And how did you guys get into this place?
Well, look, My power went out at 2 a.m. Sunday night, Monday morning. It came on yesterday at about 10 o'clock. So we went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and part of Thursday without power. We have no water because during all of this, a pipe broke in the ceiling and inundated one room. So we turned off the power, the water at the main, at the street, at the valve. But, you know, we're living with heat, but no water. And part of the house shut off until we can get it repaired. But look, we're resilient people. We'll overcome this. But let's be honest. This there are two big problems here. We're talking about one of them, which is a problem. And we have a very large, for a big state like Texas, we have a very substantial part of our energy portfolio that is renewables and primarily wind. And wind is variable. Wind can produce, we have about 83,000 megawatts of capacity. We need in a winter, in a cold winter, 57,000 at peak. 30,000 total capacity can come from wind, but that depends on whether the wind's blowing and the turbines are able to move. And what happened is a week ago Monday, 42% of our power on that day, according to the Wall Street Journal, came from wind a week ago Monday. By Tuesday of this week, it was 8%. Both because wind wasn't going well, and second of all, in the right places, and second of all, the turbines were not winterized. And that's our bigger problem, is winterization, because we had gas-powered energy plants that could be ramped up and coal-fired plants that could be ramped up. But when it came to, like, for example, the gas-powered plants, one of the problems was the transmission facilities from the oil fields and gas fields to the collection points and thence to the power plants got frozen up in places. So we got a problem of winterization here. And the agency, the sort of private agent company that runs our electric grid called ERCOT, headed by – I just figured this out. We have, as a woman from Michigan. Most of the members of the board of ERCOT don't even live in Texas. Well, how do we let that happen? Those people, though, have got to be directed under state law to engage in modernization and winterization of our facilities and to allow the power generators to recover the cost of that winterization in their prices, which they don't now allow them to do. But we've, of course, had Robert Francis O'Rourke immediately jump up and say, this is an example of 20 years of Republican control, neglecting the fact that we established this whole system when we had a Democrat speaker of the Texas House, a Democratic lieutenant governor running the Texas Senate, and a Republican governor, and it was done with overwhelming bipartisan agreement. The mistakes in retrospect were made, but I, you know, the idea that this is somehow going to be a partisan talking point for Robert Francis O'Rourke shows how vacuous that guy is.
But you're not, and we appreciate that, Carl. And you will love your column in the Wall Street Journal. If anyone can bring the party together, it would be you. You know everybody involved. Carl, thanks so much.
You bet. All the best.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Mike, room 4 is ready to go. Like now?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Kelly, room 2 needs to be
like at Dr. Moore's dermatology practice. To keep pace with new patients, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. You passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider that's been helping firms maximize billable hours for over a decade. And until March 1st, get up to $1,500 off onboarding. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to schedule a demo. Contract must be signed by 11:59 p.m. Central on March 1st, 2021. Up to $1,500 off implementation included. Extra charges may apply. Offer valid toward Lexicon's emerging tier only. Not valid on existing contracts. Other restrictions may apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier. Because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand. From Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
The governor being a bully, Governor Cuomo, that is, has been the worst-kept secret in Albany. You know, there's a reason why people have rushed to the defense of Ron Kim and have kind of even shared their stories of times when the governor has threatened them. Him being a bully...
It is nothing new. And that's a local politician speaking up right now. Let's go to the phones where we have Gracie, WABC. Hey, Gracie.
Hi, you're a cutie, number one. Number two, you're absolutely right to pound Cuomo. Because I have relatives, extended family across the whole United States. And at the beginning of the pandemic, we'll say April, oh, he's wonderful, he's cute, he's this, he's that. I typed in Facebook, and I said, he killed 6,000 patients. No, you don't know what you're talking about. So keep pounding. Keep right. pounding.
Hey, so is the federal prosecutor over in Brooklyn, Ann, WABC. Ann. Ann, Mitch McConnell's on your mind today?
Yes. Hold on one second.
Can't okay. really hold on. I'm on a
yes.
live television show.
No, ahead. I'm sorry. I couldn't get to my get off of speakerphone. Anyway, I heard McConnell say in the beginning, before January 6th, that he wanted Trump gone and his whole movement. So I believe he's just an opportunist. He worked with Trump because he had to. He did a good job. But I think he wants to go back to the old GOP.
Right. It's not going to work. Trump was the only one who could have won in 2016. And he was about to win in 2020. And Mitch McConnell would have worked with him. He's got to understand they can't win without each other. They need more than Republicans. They lost independents last time. Trump can deliver his base. But together they can deliver elections. Separately, they will fall apart. Chuck Schumer will become more powerful. That will be the problem. Hey, go to BrianKilmeadShow.com. Listen to our show anytime, anywhere. And BrianKilmeade.com is time to get any of my books, including Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates and George Washington's Secret Six.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market?
record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem at that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.